Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that tells this tale will be busy. Rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, street dog, dog of the world unite, dancing dog. Yeah, kind dog, funky dog, nasty dog.
What you gonna do?
Street. Why must I feel like that? Why must I taste again? Look for the dog in me. Why must I feel like that? Why must I taste again? Look for the dog in me.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, Friday, baby.
You can satisfy.
Ooh.
Friday.
What's up, everybody? How y'all feel tonight? I'm glad to see some of y'all came on to help out and support and join me with another episode of the Big Eddie Show on a Friday night. It's a pleasure to see y'all when y'all come in here. Although right now, I'm kind of low on the board. Let's see, what we going to talk about today? There ain't a whole lot to talk about when there ain't a whole lot of racing. But I'm pretty sure somebody come up with something. If I don't have an idea, I'm still sitting back and trying to get healthy so I can be out there with y'all this summer among y'all racers and be about doing
my thing.
Sam, I'm
going to race somebody.
Yeah, that was all.
Sam got to race somebody.
And Kimo do too. And Kimo do too.
Sam got to race somebody. Don't say my name. Don't say my name. Sam got to race somebody.
Yeah, flop crazy, man.
The topic of the day is Sam got to race somebody. Sam got to race somebody. And Kimo too.
And Kimo too.
And Kimo too. But Sam got to race somebody.
Well, he gave that boy a hard time last night.
Well, you dish it. You got to be able to take it. Ain't that what they said?
What they said? Goddamn, they told the man he's going to take the slowest kind of camp and whoop their whole camp.
What goes around, come around. Sam got to race somebody.
There were kids saying that, man. That was kids. I ain't going to tell them. I ain't going to tell nobody who that was.
What up, Big Eddie?
What up, man? What's going down?
This your last show for the year.
Race somebody.
Yes, sir. This is the last show for the year. I'm glad they're joining me. They helped me get through it. I'm glad y'all come on in to help me get through this thing.
Yeah, what's up? But if you see Zabo's number on there, don't let him come in. Yeah. Evan, you're talking about Sham like that.
I swear, man.
He should be ashamed of himself.
He was dangerous. He was dangerous last night.
He couldn't have it to a better mofo.
Oh, man.
It wasn't just me, man. Everybody was on his ass.
I'm always worried about somebody else racing. Sham got to race somebody.
Oh, man. Not Big Sam.
I'm just keeping it real.
They say call itself true grudge. It won't raise no
true grudge. Oh man, that goddamn Zabo is just very disrespectful.
He was very disrespectful, man.
He said no
yes,
grudge.
He was. Yes, he was.
Man said no grudge.
He did say yeah. He said true grudge, no grudge.
Damn,
I hope he don't come on here tonight. He might feel like he want to bust
I'm
my head. I don't need my head busted. I got nothing.
I'm praying he do. Get high out of the bed. All you got to do is hide out of the bed. Don't worry about it.
I'm acting like my show dropped off. Everybody ain't going to be talking.
Y'all ain't got to worry about Sam. He had to go to the confession booth today. He had to go goddamn pray for all that cussing he did last night.
What make y'all think Big Sham won't race?
I'm not a racer.
Yes, sir, man,
that
was
did a lot of cursing last night. That man was cursing his ass off. He forgot his name was Big Sham. He had to go to repent today.
He took Big Sham out of his element.
Element? Yeah, he had to do some Hail Marys and everything this morning. He's in front of the convention booth. He woke up this morning and said, them motherfuckers there. He forgot to turn the show off last night. He picked up his phone. We was
yeah,
on
it was
that
a good show, man.
You know, he said, y'all still on this motherfucker? He said, yeah, we still talking about your motherfucking ass. He said, boo, blocked up.
Man, what Chuck at? I'm going to have to ask Chuck about this bullshit. I don't know why y'all let him call
Chuck
out Big Sam like
Chuck
that.
Chuck probably scared to come on here tonight, man. Yeah, Chuck probably scared to come on here tonight.
Kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boy. Cal City.
I had to tear his ass up on dog show last week, man.
What y'all talking about, Big Eddie? Something that happened yesterday?
Yeah, I'm going to race somebody.
Oh, wait.
What's going on, Cal?
Yeah, that was what.
Hey, what's up,
I'm
going to
race somebody.
I heard something.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I heard something about some 6AL boxes or something.
Oh, man. It was bringing all kinds of shit out.
They say anybody with a 6AL box, goddamn it, Leon and Zay say they'll kill him.
And Sam got to race somebody. He wants to.
So Big Sam only hollering about two girls, and they ain't racing nobody. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I heard about it. I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
True grudge, baby.
They say true grudge, you mean no grudge.
All right, Eddie, you got to be careful. Now, he'd get on your ass. You're drunk, dude.
Oh, man.
Better watch him.
Who, Sam?
Yeah, I have a talk show battle.
Now, he can draw on me. I ain't going to be scared because I know he ain't going to race.
Oh, man.
He going to do like he did Jeremiah. He going to start naming the whole crew to put on Jeremiah. That's when they took over.
He went from rough racing to ground and pound. I thought he was in the Army. He was drafting motherfucking Cruz.
Little old Jeremiah.
It's all right, though. Y'all ain't gonna be, invited to the bowling party.
Hey, listen, he let a box of Lucky Charms goddamn turn his world around with no milk.
Oh, man.
Got rid of the fat part of his ass.
Yeah, man. Old Cal City Cal, what's up, man?
Nothing much, Ed. I got your grandkids making all kind of noise. Ooh. I keep going on mute.
Okay,
hey, the only reason you're on here, you think you're going to catch Tim House. Tim House in your voice already. He's not getting on.
No, I ain't.
Cal ain't chasing. Cal ain't chasing Tim House, man. That's just Chuck, man. Trying to put them together.
Well, you know Chuck don't buy none.
You know why me and Tim House race, right?
Mm. Yep, Leon.
Leon.
Yep. Leon. Yep. That's who Cal City Cal's supposed to be talking to. Telling him what you'll do to him. Cal City Cal said Tim House is a very nice fellow. He ain't never mad at him, but that ex-driver wants to kill him. Wants to kill the ex-driver.
Had to get my lick back. Leon beat me once.
In other words, you're going on your revenge tour, huh, Cal?
Yeah. Nah, they're just, I don't know. They're just
Did
just
Leon whoop you in his car? Did Leon whoop you in his own car?
Yeah. Yep. We both knocked off the tires, and he recovered quicker than I did and went on down.
Well, you're supposed to be trying to get your revenge back on that car, though. You just made Kim House a casualty of war. He just got caught in the middle and got blowed up. And the bystander got killed.
Yeah.
Every time Chuck gets scared of somebody, he holler Cal City name.
Oh, man. Now, you know Chuck on here listening.
No, he don't.
You don't come off mute on your ass, Eddie.
They get it from the star or something.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we whoop his ass, he's going to be calling my name every time somebody threatens. He's going to be howling Big Eddie. Oh, shit. No, that ain't him.
Oh, man.
You trying to get Chuck
what
on
up, Vic?
Mm-hmm.
What up, though?
What up, Vic?
Hey, I want to say something now that Vic is on. Man, Vic, when I went down to Florida, Vic and his two sons was like a real big help to me. And my wife, she wanted me to put it on Facebook, but I never did. But I just want to tell Vic thanks and his two boys again, man. I appreciate all the help.
We're all good. You know how we do.
Damn, Cal City. Vic must be pretty good because you look like you're running pretty good down there. Vic could be touching your car.
Oh, man, what you trying to say?
I ain't do nothing to make this car run no faster. Big Eddie, you stop stirring shit. You're going to get your ass whooped
up. Oh, man.
I just help a helping hand where I was needed. That's all.
All right, Vic.
If that's the case, maybe I need to work on yours so you can do something.
Oh, man.
Somebody need to help me.
You should have seen his son, boy. His son was standing right next to Jack Green on that computer, soaking it all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
big
help. The help I had, we couldn't make it, you know. So then Vic showed up, man, that was perfect.
That was sweet. Talk about something, I need some help. Hey, he ain't said nothing. Come on. I ain't ashamed to let somebody help me, man.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you...
I had to click
off
for what I missed.
You
had to talk to
Mr.
Muffin.
Oh, no. It was good. It was good, man.
Hey, Cal City.
What
that? Hey, Cal.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Josh was so happy. Josh was so happy he went to that budget challenge. He bought him a car.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he went and bought him a race car.
No way.
That's all right.
Yeah, buddy. Well, y'all boys got some problems, boy. These boys got some problems coming out this year.
Oh, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, man.
It's gonna be all right. 2023.
Hey, Cal, I got a hit on a Dodge. Turnkey. A guy passed away, and his wife, a sister, somebody trying to sell a car. But I didn't want to get nobody too deep into it until they really showed me they were serious. So I made a couple of hits and told them I need to send somebody over there to see the car. And they never got back with me to give me no address and stuff like that or how to contact them and nothing like that. So I don't be trying to just keep calling. I called about 3 or 4 times,
hey,
got a few pictures. And
hey, Eddie, you're supposed to stay out of that. Because
yeah.
If shit don't go right or something go wrong, it's your fault or you had something to do with it. Leave that shit alone. When them people want to sell shit, they go on this Facebook, they go on the internet, they know how to get rid of shit. They don't need no help. But soon as
oh, no,
go
I got
wrong,
a call. I got a call. Ain't nobody I know. It was somebody else know, and they was communicating in between it, but they didn't come up with enough information. I had told Greg about it. He was a little interested, but I would have liked to have let Cal see it too if it was real. It's like one of them little Dodge. Look almost like a. It looked like a little Dodge. It looked almost like an Aston.
Like a Dodge.
Like a Duster.
It's
something.
A little one. Say the name again.
A Duster or.
It looked almost like that car Greg got. It almost looked like the car Greg got, but it's a Dodge. It's almost like a monster.
Like a
baby. Oh, okay.
A Dot.
A Dakota, something like that?
Yeah, it's a Dakota or a Dot.
Yeah. Yeah.
A Dakota is a truck.
Little Chastity
car? Probably a one of them Daytona's or something.
Yeah.
It might be a Daytona.
It's probably a Daytona.
I would pull the show down and.
No,
Dodge
had no problem.
Huh?
I'm gonna send it to Cal a little later on the picture, and he'll know what it is. But it's a class car. But it's turnkey. And they claim they only wanted $15,000 for it. And they had another little older one that they wanted $5,000 for. Both of them got the motors and stuff of them, but you can see the other one ain't been ran or nothing. But they both complete. But that new car looked like it's kind of slick. The newer car ain't been ran in about 4 or 5 years. Yep, look kind of slick. Old boy called me and tried to buy the rolling chassis back from me. I told him, give me $15,000. I was going to let him get it. I told him, give me $15,000. He don't want to give me but 11. I said, no, I ain't going there. If I'm going to get out of something, I want to have something to get back in that I wouldn't mind having. He still been trying to buy that car back from me ever since he sold it to me. I paid $8 for it. You offer me not until I get a hold of your ass.
You paid $8 for it. He offered you $11. What's the problem?
The problem is I can't build that car for $11.
Hey, the problem is Eddie bought new tires for it and ain't got time to spend them over.
Oh, okay.
Now, he told me I can take it all off and give it back to him just like he sold to me.
Okay. Should have sold that slow motherfucker
too. Damn, Vic.
When I whoop that ass, you're going to be like, hey, man, I see why you ain't selling this motherfucker now.
That was so disrespectful, Vic.
I'm just, shit. I'm going off. Hey, come on, kid. You pay $8,000 for a car. You ain't did nothing with it. Somebody offer you $11,000. What you gonna do? And it's slow too. What you?
Oh man. Lord have mercy. Damn,
Eddie,
you need to hang Vic up. You need to hang Vic up.
Hey, kid, when I whoop his ass, ask him, say, now you see why he ain't sell it?
Oh, okay, then.
Say, yeah, I see why he ain't sell it.
Man.
Hey, how they say, everybody can dream.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And sometimes dreams come true. This one here ain't hard to make happen. If a man ain't had no dreams, he ain't got nothing at all. He don't want nothing out of life.
Yeah. Nothing come to dreamers but dreams, though.
I know that's right. I'm a dream weaver.
We'll leave you alone, Eddie. Leave you alone.
Uh-oh, we got a hand up. Let me see who it is. All right, let's see. 5187, who we got?
You know who you got, goddamn. You just got my number, Big Eddie.
Oh, yeah, man, you don't call my show as much as you used to, man.
Yeah,
shit, I'm old, motherfucker. I can't remember all the numbers.
Hey, man, I'm on race vacation, man. You know ain't shit happening, nothing but this bullshit, bullshit stuff. Hey, Vic, did you left one thing out, Vic? Vic.
Yo.
Hey, you
what
said nothing come to dreamers. Hey, you left one thing out. You said nothing come to dreamers but dreams, and some of them dreams be a nightmare.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, so they
dream for a motherfucking nightmare. Mother go,
and wake up and say, God damn, I'm glad that
was
the dream.
Hey, you ain't lying about that, Terrio.
That wasn't going to happen to Big Eddie. Big Eddie goes, God damn, I'm
glad
I was fucking with that goddamn
bitch. I'm going to race somebody.
Damn,
I'm going to race somebody.
Oh, man. I'm
all on vacation, man. I'm talking about on race vacation, man. It's cold outside, and only in Chicago can you be below zero one week, and you're back in the 50s the next. Only in Chi-Town,
man. You got to be careful. Yeah, you got to be careful.
Only in Chi-Town. That's
it.
Hey, kid, you already know what this shit was, kid.
Yep.
Kid,
you
cannot
got that right.
Say, you know, back in the day, boy, on a day like today, shit. That was
yeah,
a good game.
If it was dry
was
outside, they got
shit.
To be on the Skyway or somewhere.
It's dry as anything, man. Hey, I still, you know what? Hey, kid, and this is some shit that you know that is true. If a motherfucker wasn't out there and witnessed it and believed and saw what we did, a motherfucker wouldn't believe the way the shit we did on the Skyway, Pip.
Yep.
Hey, me and you was out there with Vernon once the police took us to jail that y'all was gone. We was out there. We was out there crying. We was out there crying.
Yep.
We was out there and crying. Hey, them motherfuckers called me quick. They radioed down and caught y'all. They radioed and caught y'all and brought y'all back.
Yes, they did.
Hey, man, and them motherfuckers go to court at nighttime out there in Indiana, man. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna never forget the time, man, that they took our shit. We in court, and them motherfuckers was calling motherfuckers out there for drunken driving and letting them go and shit. And I said, Your Honor, how can you let them go? And I wasn't even driving. They said, he said, sir, do you have somebody in court? Because you about to go to jail. You about to be in contempt of court. I said, yes, sir.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
But Terrio, we got a chance to steal our car.
Yeah. Hey, I did too. The motherfucker that had our car in the pound, that motherfucker, hillbilly said, hey, give us $150 or something like that. He said, y'all go down to back road. Y'all don't go to main road. You go to back road. Hey, Vic.
Oh, boy, I'll never forget that night.
Hey, Vic, me and Vernon, I'm telling you, Kid was out there with us. Hey, Kid, we paid that motherfucker $150 with a coke in his mouth, man, and tore down those back roads and got the fuck from out there, man.
Yes, indeed. Man, I'll never forget that night.
And the funny part about it, Kid, we was on time. I remember it like yesterday. The police came. Y'all was gone. Y'all was on a flatbed.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all was on a flatbed, man. And y'all was gone. Them motherfuckers caught me. They took me. The motherfuckers took my car. They had that shit. Them motherfuckers said, gave tickets and shit. And the next thing I knew, man, I saw y'all coming back. I said, damn, where they get this from? Hey, y'all was long
God,
they had a roadblock down there on Klein Avenue.
Dick, I know y'all was long,
long.
I know that much. And I'm like, God damn, where they come from? And I'm like, shit, man. Hey,
yep.
And
that's one night I'll never forget.
No, I never forget, because I was running Vernon. I had my Camaro, and y'all had that white Monte Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all was long gone, man. I think y'all saw the police coming. Y'all loaded that motherfucker up, and you was gone like a motherfucker.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, but I tell you another thing.
Yeah, boy, that was the day.
The way we used to go on... On the Skyway up there, 87, on the Skyway.
I think he's trying to say that.
Yep.
We used to go up there. We was up there one night
with Walt's car and was running Nate. And it was goddamn it, about 20 degrees outside. It was cold as a motherfucker on that Skyway. They had traffic backed up all the way goddamn to the toll booth. Police finally got down and said, y'all don't get y'all motherfucker ass off this Skyway. We locking up every motherfucker we put our hand on.
Hey, man.
Those were the days,
man. Do you remember how we used to go up that motherfucker on the wrong way, man? We used to try that motherfucker up there on the exit route, man.
On 73rd.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
We used to get out there and block them 18-wheelers, man, to make them motherfuckers. We used to make them motherfuckers stop.
Yep, they'd be manning them up when trying to get into
they'd
Chicago.
They'd lay on that horn. They'd be laying on that horn, boy.
Yeah, them motherfuckers be manning them up when trying to get into Chicago.
Yeah, man, we used to do some crazy shit.
Them state troopers come up there, so we're going to lock up every motherfucker we get our hands on. The motherfucker went to scatter like roaches. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah, man. We was around there one day, man. That's when Bobby was still living, little Bobby. And we was going to raise somebody, so... We were finna uncap the car before we went up there on 73rd the wrong way. All of a sudden, this old police chief pulled out there. He was by himself, old white police chief. He started hollering, "What y'all doing? Where y'all?" But he pulled his pistol out on me. "Put that handle down." I had the jack handle going, because we had just put the jack on the cop and the jack on one cap. He called in on the radio. "Yeah, they fighting over here on such and such, such, such." Man, police came over there like crazy, man. The man wanted to take me to jail because he said I had the jack handle trying to hit somebody. He lied like a mother. Yeah.
Yep.
So Bobby said, "Just be cool. Don't say nothing." Everybody else got up and left. Me and Bobby, we were still there. Bobby said, "Don't say nothing." After a while, this black chief came. And Bobby hit the man up. You know what I'm talking about. And man, let him go, man. He said, "I told you, just be cool. I got you. Don't worry about it." Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Hey, kid.
The police knew you wasn't
going to
do no racing.
Hey, kids, do you remember that time that they locked everybody up? They had down there, everybody locked up from the Skyway and put us all up on that motherfucking police station on South Chicago. They
locked right
everybody
there at
6 and 9. Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, man, we all was in the fucking cell, man. They locked everybody up for drag racing, spectators and all.
Yep.
I remember they dragging them and took their car out of the motherfucking police station on 63rd.
Yeah.
They had to chain and sit that motherfucker out. Yeah, we were some young fools back then. Didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, well, racing were good back in them days. This bullshit they doing now. Ah, shit, don't even faze me none, really.
Hey, man. You remember, I could tell you all our spots. We go out there in the Heights. We used to run out there in the Heights.
Yep.
We used to run out there on South Trail. We used to run out there on Klein.
Oh, somebody got their hands
out
up.
There, and out there on the Skyway. Said, fuck it. Hey, we'll run out there with them damn trailer cars. We'll
they
pull them up right off the trailer and get them motherfuckers down, man.
Yes,
and set them bitches down.
Well,
gentlemen,
what's happening, man? What's going on, Mark? Terry, you remember the night CW and Country was out there in Chicago Heights? And
hell yeah.
They started up the cars because CW didn't want to do no burnout. He didn't want to get in there until the car was running and shit. So I forgot who did the burnout for him, and then CW got it, and then they raced.
Yep.
I said, man, these motherfucking niggas is.
Hey, man, you remember that Big Sis was the only one that could hold O.C. car. He was the only one that could hold that damn big old Big Sis. Get his ass in there. Hell, man, but see, I was racing, but I was coming into it just then. And once I was really wild ass.
Yeah,
I was really wild ass.
Hey, man, how many of y'all was on Old Dodie the night police shut it down and everybody went to jail and they left the cars out there with the keys in the ignition and we was hiding in the water and shit?
A lot of shit come up stolen, too. Yep.
Yeah, they threw rocks in some of the guys' carburetors out there revving guys' cars to the limit and everything, flooring the cars and shit, man. That motherfucker was proud that day, man.
Yeah,
I couldn't understand. They let us drive right past them, man. They let us out of there.
Some of them was cool. Some of the police would be cool. Some of them would be cool and say, "Y'all hurry up and get it on."
And see,
the thing about it then, back then, though, we used to pull them motherfuckers off the trailer, man, and we do our burnouts and we get the fuck on, man. Motherfuckers be trying to jump each other, but then we got the race on, man. Motherfuckers, we didn't play, man. We didn't play. Like, you know.
Hey, Terry, you talking about the Skyway. You remember that old fat black sergeant? He come up there and we give him that coffee and donut money. He say, "Now, I'll be gone about 30 minutes now, but when I come
y'all got to go.
Yeah.
Y'all got to be the race, so you
got
to get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, we was doing it, but, you know, it was like, we would go up there and take care of business. It wasn't like the shit. It was a lot. Man, them motherfuckers now, once I come in the game, Kid and them was already in the game. because the motherfuckers were, man, y'all would run for a big fight at 11 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, y'all right back out there with another motherfucker car racing, man.
Yep. We had a trifecta one day. We had a trifecta one day.
Yeah, man, y'all motherfuckers down, man. And then, like I said, on Sunday, y'all used to call Dodie 12 o'clock noon. Motherfucker was out there on Dodie racing like a motherfucker. On old Dodie. On that skinny-ass little concrete slab, man. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
how many times
that time I raced Depp on Dodie.
Now, that's when we
that
just raced on
the
real
fucking highway,
Dodie,
man. You remember that kid once he slipped over on the highway?
Yeah.
I was there, Terry. I helped you flip that motherfucker back over.
That was on 59th once I flipped over. I flipped over on 59th.
Yep.
I had a yellow Malibu. I flipped that bitch. I was running Chuck.
Wasn't that car called Heartbreak or something like that?
Yeah. That motherfucker there, and I was running Chuck in that blue, he had a blue Monza or something. With a little bitty-ass blue Monza. Yeah, we used to do it back then. Nowadays, shit, this shit done got wild now. Do it today, boy.
It wasn't no thing to come out there, and they were racing on the west side. They was on Dodie Road. They was on the Skyway all at the same time, getting it
man,
in.
Man, Damon and Fulton used to be goddamn full every Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
Yes, sir. Hey, kid, if
you thought you were at 30.
I'm telling you, if you didn't get there at least by 9:30 and get you a parking space, goddamn it, you're going to be about two, three blocks away trying to get down there.
Yep.
Yeah, man, it showed up with a lot of motherfuckers out there. God damn, it was a lot of
man,
people out
there. Man, you thought you was at US 30.
Yeah.
And the police let you run all fucking night, man. However they had that hooked up, them fellas over there, them police did not come over there bothering nobody. Man, you remember used to be people out there with their kids sitting on top of the car. Selling sandwiches. You could even buy a little shot of pussy out there.
Oh, yeah, you could buy anything you wanted. Country had a mobile food store.
He showed
him. Chips and everything
out that motherfucker. Hey, who was that motherfucking kid that was racing? I just got in the game running out west. And he had a car they ran on Dodie, and they don't know how that motherfucker got out, how he got through out the car, man, out the bar. Get out the car, man. Who was that dude? They found him by the barn.
I thought that was a rumor, one of his own grocery store.
They were saying that they don't know how he got out, how he gets through the car, that through the motherfucking cage, and they found him by the pond. I just got into racing coming out there on.
That was the night. He ran Roger out there on Dodie.
Right, and he wrecked, but the way he got through out of the car, you would never leave.
That was a wreck and drag that door, didn't
it? Yep.
Well, I tell you what. Once I hit that wall at 41, and I had the seatbelts, they wasn't really tight. I never knew a car could whoop your ass that bad, man.
Hey, that man was bleeding at the mouth, and I was scared to fucking death. I didn't know what had happened to him. I was scared. Like, man, he's gonna die.
Yeah, I was right there, where you hit the wall, and I was standing directly across watching that shit, man. That shit was crazy. Preacher Boy, you was one of the first ones over there, wasn't you?
Right. I don't want to open up the door to try to get them out. Yeah. Once I saw the blood, it broke me down and it fucked me up in the head, and I needed help. Like, damn.
Tell me now, dude was at the track then. He was at the track then. He tell me I was unconscious for a minute. I don't remember that. He tell me I was unconscious for a minute.
Man,
but I know I was
so bad,
but I walked away. I walked away with bruised with a sword than a motherfucker. God damn, that car beat the fuck out of me, man. Ooh.
Yeah, buddy.
That will come. I tell anybody, have them seatbelts tight than a motherfucker. Have them tight on.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you talking about the burn marks on my shoulders from the impact, the way she, man, that car could beat the shit out your ass, man. I never knew a car could beat your ass that bad, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but hey, I remember what happened to Bobby
Terrio,
out there with that goddamn Monte Carlo.
Terrio.
Yeah.
I got a
question
for you, man. I've been calling your name. Everybody still keep on talking.
Okay.
That night out on Doty, when your tire blows out, man, what happened that night?
I don't know. I was running Leroy. Leroy was in front. I caught a blowout, and man, God was with me, man, because the front tire blew out, and I rolled that motherfucker on the rim. And blessing, the car didn't flip over. That's what come motherfuckers talk that bullshit about how good a motherfucker could drive. You could drive, but once the Lord got a blessing around you, man, it ain't no out driving. There ain't no doing something like it.
You mean to tell me that wide head motherfucker was racing back then?
Oh, man. Leroy used to have a box Nova.
He had a
72 box Nova I was racing Leroy in. He had a 72 box Nova. I remember that shit like it was yesterday, man.
Yep.
That wreck that they said once I flipped over on 59th, I was running Chuck. I remember that shit, man. The angels just was around me. I ain't see it. That motherfucking racing.
Yeah, I was out there tonight on 59th, too.
It's a dangerous hobby. Them motherfucking cars ain't nothing but a loose bullet, man. That's all them cars are. A loose gas, man. Them motherfuckers can go anyway. Because they said
that dip when you come from under that bottle, that's what made you flip, and
you know, a motherfucker ain't know nothing about cars, dude. We ain't no shit back then. I used to have that Malibu with sticking high up ass in the air, and Chuck went under that motherfucker and flipped that motherfucker over like a pancake. You know, a motherfucker ain't no shit. Hey, man. A motherfucker back then, preacher boy know this shit. Everybody know this shit. A motherfucker would take a bumper jack them quarters out.
Yep.
Put a tire up under that motherfucker and thinking that you got a big slick up under the car, man.
Yeah, you get you a 2x4 in the bumper jack. And
a 2x4
in
the bumper jack. That's what a lot of motherfuckers, hey man. Do you know how many good old school cars I done fucked up that I wish I could get back now, man? Man, a motherfucker get a 2x4,
hey.
Just like Preacher Boy said, you put the motherfucker jack on the frame, and you put a 2x4 on that motherfucker hook, that motherfucker bumper jack, and stretch the shit out of that goddamn quarter, and get you a motherfucker 1000
hey,
up under that motherfucker.
Terrio, you know Big June was good for that kind of shit.
Hey, man, get you some motherfucker out of
Summit. Hey, we had a 1200, 1250, 1150.
Hey, a motherfucker had the trick talking about get you some of them Ray shots, them gray motherfuckers that's supposed to click out of something. Hey, get you some Ray shots to put on that motherfucker. Motherfucker ain't know no better, man.
Get you the three click shot.
Yeah, the three click shot. Shit, motherfuckers.
We had to put them in the click. We always put in the third click or the second click.
Yeah, and but do you know what, though? We had a lot of fun, though, man. Because, I mean, that you didn't have no money. You didn't have no money to go to no chassis shop or do no shit like that. You had to do the best thing
Yeah,
we
that,
were driving.
That homemade,
we
shit,
no
that homemade shit worked.
We didn't know nothing about a taxi cab back then.
I remember 60/40 shots
shop.
Everybody putting on the front of their
car. Yeah, but they was called three-way.
Yeah,
the shop's
right.
name was
yeah.
called three-way.
Yeah, the three-click.
Oh, okay.
Lakewood, it was called Lakewood three-way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
Lakewood.
Motherfucker ain't know nothing, man. To put an airbag, a motherfucker tell you put an airbag in his motherfucking cord spray and everything.
On one side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pump that man. Yep. Shit. But guess
what?
That old school
that
shit was
up to a certain horsepower. Yes,
sir. Yeah, that shit will work. Hey, man, I'm not bullshitting y'all, man. And this is the honest guy truth, boy. I remember the first time I went to the track, boy, that motherfucker, I thought
yeah,
I was running.
Keep falling
if a motherfucker could run in the tens, if a motherfucker could run in the tens back then, you figure you were doing the shit. Man, I took that motherfucker boot to the track. That motherfucker ran 1389, man. Damn, man. Made me want to stop racing, man. Hey, if a motherfucker, hey, man, the people I was racing the shit and the people I was winning, they said, Terrio, hey, man, that motherfucker there could run 1120, man. Man, did you know, no man, you run these 1100s at 1090. Man, I took that motherfucker to the track, to the motherfucking Grove. That motherfucker came back 1389, man. I'm like, man, what I run? Motherfucker, look at that goddamn ticket, 1389, man. I wanted to cry, man. I wanted to stop racing, man. Man. Damn.
That U.S. was big when you went through there and looked up there.
That's what everybody else was lying about their E.T.
Hell yeah, everybody's lying about they could run it. Man, shit. Man, if a car ran in the man,
hey,
you
listen,
shit.
For 100
year.
Years, drag to, hey, for 100 years,
yes,
OG used to say that little Vega ran in 8. He went there and ran 10-10. And goddamn, I thought they were going to burn the car.
Man, please. That shit there, boy. Hey, if they ever said track kills, the time kills, shit.
Yep.
Mama get that tire slip and see how slow you running. You don't want to race no more, man. You like, killed all your confidence, man. Until you think about it, you say, well, hell, everybody in as fast as you thought they were. And you keep on going, man.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I was trying to explain to them last night. Like last night, when y'all, if you lock in a race and you go make a shakedown, if the car go real fast, them people going to pay you to lock up. If you go slow to yourself, you see your ticket and say, damn, this ain't fast I want to go. Now you want to play the lock.
Yeah.
All you need is some heart. Get to the line and race.
That's how you get. There you go. There you fucking go.
When three lug them just beat me, listen, when three lug them just beat me, I changed my carburetor 4 motherfucking times, made all of them passes, and then when I thought I was getting it about right, they came on and said, man, you know you only got 9 minutes to get over here in the staging lane. Man,
you're in a good spot now, Vic.
Everybody said pay the lockup. They said pay the lockup. Man, I'm not going to pay the lockup.
Yeah, I think so, Eddie. I keep my phone keep dropping going down the highway.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
I'll feel you.
That's the name of the race.
Well, Vic, you know y'all ain't got no towels over there in Indiana.
Well, hey, man, I want to say
that,
though.
7593,
your mic is open. How you trying to act like you did what's in the right? Because last night, I was one of the ones that said you were supposed to pay the punk
shit.
Out. How you going to sit up here and act like you in the right? You didn't pay the punk out, then you got your ass blown out. So you was in the wrong, motherfucker.
Oh,
no,
damn,
no, what? I said I was built to sue. Hold on, let me break it down to you. I told you I was built to sue. I didn't say I was going to pay no lockup, and I refused to pay it.
No, you said, listen, you said you changed your carburetor 4 times. You said last night y'all were telling them, you were saying that motherfuckers need to go. You said you changed your carburetor 4 times, and everybody told you to pay the punk out, and you didn't pay the punk out. And the result of
right.
you not paying the punk out, you got your fucking
hand
busted.
Okay,
yeah.
But the thing is,
The thing is, the right thing to do was to pay the punk out.
The right thing was to do was what
if
I
you,
did. You know
why?
Listen, hold on, Tell him. Let me tell him why it was the right thing for me to do. For one, I bet my own motherfucking money with my own motherfucking car.
No,
and
listen.
I did what the fuck I wanted.
You going to some grown man shit. We going to facts and fiction. We going to facts. The fact is, if you would have paid the puck out, you would have been out of less money than losing the whole pot. That's the fact.
You are 100% right.
That's the fact.
You are right. You are right.
You can't sit up there and listen that the right thing to do was to race instead of pay the puck out when you lost the goddamn race.
Okay, now, let me explain something to you. What about a one? My odds are still the motherfucking same. It's only going to be one and one lose. I don't give a fuck if the car ran good. I still had a chance to win one way or another. Something else breaks on the car. It didn't have shit to do with the carburetor.
Yeah, but a hard ass'll make a sharp. No, a hard head'll make a soft ass. That's what it'll do.
Come on, Vaughn.
All it can do is make a soft pocket.
Yeah. That hard head. That hard head'll make a soft ass real bad, man.
Well, yeah, listen. It only hurts. Listen, Vaughn. It only hurts two ways. It only hurts when you can't afford it. And it only hurts when you fuck off somebody else's money and you feel bad about it. If I'd have fucked up, if everybody would have better with me.
I'm not going to agree with that either, because I know some motherfuckers with a bankroll that they lost the race and it hurt that the money, I don't give a fuck how much money you got at home. You still don't want to give nobody no free $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, goddamn it. I don't give a fuck what you got at home.
No, you don't. But this is what I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. If everybody –
You damn right, Vaughn, because I damn sure ain't want to give you that motherfucking money, motherfucker. And I want it back.
Hold on,
man. Okay, you going to give it back.
Hold on, Terrio. I'm going to ask you a question. Hold on, Vaughn. I want
and
you to Terrio, make me
And you
hand.
Got that shit back. It probably had to take you number 1 or 2 days to get that shit back, and you still didn't like losing it, did you?
I'm going to ask you and Terrio a question. Now, if y'all broke that bet the whole pot in, and your car's acting up, y'all both telling me y'all ain't going to go to that line and let the break go?
Hey, that's you come up with
depending on who you running.
You done came up with a whole other scenario. You said we locked in the whole pot. I'm going off of what we were talking about. I said if we lock in, the way we were talking about, if you lock in 500 on 5,000 or 1,000 on 5,000, is it best for you to pay the lock up?
No,
I tell you what, I was locked in with you at the Grove for 500 in my first round stuck, and the motherfucker was saying, man, you can still go down there with your Nitrous. I said, fuck that. Give him that motherfucker 500. I ain't want to give
you
another 3,000.
You got damn right. It's the same thing I was on. I just experienced the same shit with my motherfucking car was in Orlando. My car wasn't right. I would have rather paid that man fucking $500 instead of paid his ass 5,000.
Well, listen to me. I'm going to agree with you just like I told my crew once we was on the way home. I should have paid the lockup. They only gave me 9 minutes to get back to the lanes. I had just made a pass.
Preacher boy.
I was hot. I
don't believe, honestly, Preacher boy.
But the reason I respond
is my belief,
let
me tell you, Preacher boy.
Fuck that you going. That ain't the fuck.
On my belief, the only thing I'm going to go with Preacher boy on my belief, on his race, I believe he didn't think that boy Boosie was going to hold the car. That's it, what I believe.
I think that was 80% of him even racing. I looked for him to red light.
The only reason he moved on me, because I wanted him to red light. That's why I double bugged him. I looked for him to red light, and I looked for him not to hold a car. Them the two reasons the race went the way it did.
Yeah.
I just knew he was on the red light.
I do believe that you was making more or less. I don't know about the red light.
You ever heard?
I don't know about the red light or no shit
like
that.
Thought like lit. Thought he had the fart, but he had the shit. That was you. You thought you had the fart, but you had the shit.
Fucked up and drowned.
Oh, man.
You're 102% right. That's the only reason he got to move as far as he did. I thought he red lighted. I double bugged the man, gave him enough time to get right in the lane and red light.
I'm doing all my racing. I'm not even paying attention to the next car. I'm getting my car to the best I can get it, and I'm racing the track. To me, I try to race like it ain't even no car in the other lane. We get our program the best we can get it,
And goddamn it, you pay attention to the
street. I usually do that. I usually race like that, but it so happened I was on some old technical shit because I knew the car wasn't at its best, and I was trying to race.
Oh, I got
now,
a hand
I feel
up.
You, that bug head bitch.
I got
and you felt like you had some sweet, that bug bitch. That's all.
I got that ass whooping.
I just wanted to be known. I accepted the
ass whooping, but I couldn't get the car fixed back.
Jeremiah.
I just want everybody to know I'm beating everybody at that little moment. That's all.
Hey, Peter,
talk to Jeremiah.
I can't hear you. Everybody talking.
Jeremiah, you ain't going to even run me, Jeremiah. You're going to be begging.
I'm beating
everybody
ass except little
moment. I still can't hear you because they aren't talking.
No,
Jeremiah, he ain't
going to
even run me.
I agree with you
going in the matter.
I agree with you going because any other pass you made, I'm betting with you over water. But it was just that day. It was too much stacked against you.
Listen, everybody told me from day one. The motorhead had been in the car 3 days, Vaughn. The motorhead had only been in the car 3 days. I only came out that Saturday. And locked right back. I got spared Saturday and turned around and locked right back in Sunday. Tried to get there early in the morning when the track opened to test and tune to fix the car. And it still didn't go my way. I shouldn't have never raced.
Yeah, nah, but you still, everything you stating, though, you're trying to use it in your defense. But everything you stating is still
in
the other side.
No,
listen. Everything you said is still showing the fact that you should have paid the people to punk out. That's all.
I said that. You're right.
Yeah.
It was my stupidity. That's what I'm telling y'all. It was my stupidity.
You go tighten up. You don't want to get nobody in another 3,000. You going to tighten up for your next race. I bet you tighten up.
Oh, when I come out, I'm going to get my ass. All you got to do is whoop me. When
old
I see y'all,
Jeremiah, get on here talking about he going to group everybody except for little folks.
I'm going to beat the dog shit out of you, boy.
Yeah, that's what your mouth say. Whenever you ready, boy, I'm ready to knock your motherfucking head off.
You gonna be my boy, Vic, and don't forget it.
We still gonna be cool, but I'm gonna beat the fuck out of
you. No, you listen to what I'm saying. Act like we in prison. You gonna be my boy, nigga.
No, man.
Let's leave the prison shit out of
him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna race somebody.
I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you, Jeremiah.
You gonna be my boy, Vic.
I'm gonna beat some motherfucking hair on your ass.
Hey, Vic, don't be trying to bring no wigs to the track talking about I got the wetters now. You just happen to win.
That's yak shit. That's where yak race you. You got to worry about the wig. Yak say he bringing the wig. That's the only person he brings the wig.
After I whoop your ass, Jeremiah, you just going to run away from the track. You ain't going to even stop.
Why would I want to run away? I had my
you
ass
gonna
whooped
run
before,
away.
Not like Flop got his whooped, but I had my ass whooped before.
That's
because
you
didn't
talk
about
shit.
I had my ass whooped before. I mean, not like Flop got his ass whooped, but I got my ass whooped before.
I
never been knocked between no Harley Davidsons or knocked up under no Promars or shit like that. Or ever had my ass to try to burn out stage and lane, you know, out. But, you know, I'm a guy beating.
Oh, man.
Man.
God damn,
that is so disrespectful. That's disrespectful. Hey,
man,
you know
they
going
to stop playing
that
with
just,
you.
That just to be continued from earlier, man. That just to be continued from earlier, man.
Hey, Brian, now you know you're running that dog cage. You know that you're fucking with that dog cage. You know he's
going to
come outside
and bark
in the bike.
He know goddamn well he ain't going to say nothing about Fly without Fly popping up somewhere like Mr. D.
Oh,
the butler of Mr. D. He going to pop up.
Now,
you already know.
He might be safe, Vaughn. He might be safe.
What happened with Mr. D?
Now I'm about to, hey, I'm about to have these motherfuckers come out the woodwork now, boy. Woo. Yeah, somebody call
man, they ain't on here, man. Where they at?
Somewhere.
I ain't heard
nothing. They don't come on my show that much. Don't worry.
Oh,
about
man.
Your show is to be continued on Sam's show last night. Everybody going to be on your show today.
Man, they need to go on pop up. In. Go on. Where they at? Somebody click scan them in. Click motherfucker.
Don't race somebody.
Chef Lee and Flop and everybody
man, that
in.
That nigga Sam ain't racing nobody never, man. That motherfucker won't race himself. He won't even test the car. Weak motherfucker.
Come on, Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah,
listen to this. I promise you, I'm going to show you that I got the baddest first-gen G-body out there, motherfucker. Remember that.
Hey, Vic.
G-body?
The first G&G body. The training day was the first G&G body. But hold on. Let me tell y'all something.
Man, you keep forgetting that motherfucker. Night. You the motherfucker Lil Mo was the same. Kyle, something.
Oh, shit.
What'd that tell you, Brian? I'm not touching no motherfucker Lil Mo.
You better do like Jeremiah said, say everybody except for Lil Mo, motherfucker. That's what you got to do.
I bet you won't get me to say that.
Hey, Vaughn, somebody calling you, Vaughn.
Hey, Vaughn. Did you hear all that cam jumping last night? Did you hear that cam jumping?
Oh,
What I missed?
Say that again. I didn't hear you. What you say, Jeremiah?
I say you came on the show and you asked what you missed. I missed the duck when that motherfucker swung on. That's what you missed.
Hey, Jeremiah, I'm gonna say this to you. I expect you to be disrespectful to me, bitch, because you disrespected your mama and cussed her out. So I know I don't.
Damn!
Say
oh, no.
They should have gave you a pumpkin head. They should have gave you a pumpkin head in Chicago. They should have gave you a pumpkin head in Chicago. You disrespectful little bitch. You cussed your mama out. They should have beat your ass.
Cussed his mama out.
They should have beat your ass. Yeah, he cussed his mama out. Oh, she won't protect the raggedy ass motor. But you have a good night, Jeremiah. I don't want to humbug with you. You should have. You shouldn't have put that. Hey, you shouldn't have put that pipe down when Terry O's finna beat your punk ass.
Hey,
you don't want to talk about that. And when you went, up to Sham Shop and he kicked your shorts in your ass, and you threw the finger at him, and you drove him off. But you have a good night, faggot. You have a good night, faggot.
In a fucking burnout box. The burnout box is wet before you got punched, and afterwards, bitch, it was dry. That nigga dried your ass up in the motherfucking burnout box.
Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah. Thank you. Okay, I'll be there, but my mama ain't. But my mama ain't cussed out. My mama ain't cussed out.
Stop talking to me. You should have got a gun when the motherfucker was about to beat your ass, boy.
Hey. My mama ain't cussed out.
How you let a nigga beat your ass with beans
and
greens in
the
hand, man?
That's why don't nobody hang with you, because
you
scamming credit cards, motherfucker.
You
scamming credit cards, you card
thief.
You credit card scamming ass nigga. You just want some attention. Man, y'all better beware. This nigga selling insurance. This nigga selling insurance and he ain't got a liquor license. They should have called the health department on you when your mama was over there selling that sweet tea at the trap. Hey, kid, why they ain't called Rabbit the food inspector?
Yeah, we
know who the bitch. We know who the bitch is. Hey, Jeremiah. Yeah, just like you did when Skin was wanting to do that. But see,
everybody ass nigga.
You mad? You mad because we exposed your bitch ass?
Everybody, man.
Hey, I walk up on you.
You called that man out his name and got your motherfucking ass clapped together, boy.
I walk up on you.
You got your motherfucking ears clapped together, man. How that man slapped you in both your fucking ears before you hit the ground,
Jeremiah,
you say how bad you got your ass whooped, boy. The fuck is you
talking about? Yeah, okay. And I got the story how you was a punk. I got the story how you was a credit card punk, motherfucker.
Fuck is you talking about? Everybody that got their ass knocked out of the track say I. All the polls.
Bingo. I got action.
I'll say I.
Bingo. I got action.
Knocked up on that goddamn pole.
Hey, everybody that cussed their mama out and was a disrespectful grown man say I.
Fuck is you talking about? All right, back to the regular program. Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, you disrespectful little bitch?
Stupid
everybody
bitch.
That cussed that. Hey, you
stupid
see how
bitch.
Everybody don't get. Hey, Jeremiah, they ain't got quiet to hear you check me. That's every day. They got quiet because they don't fuck with no nigga that cussed his mama out.
Guess what? Hey, guess what? You saying what you don't know. There you go again lying. That's why you got your ass knocked
man,
out.
Man, you cussed
time.
Your mama
lying
out about that raggedy
name.
Ass
you
mother.
You called that man a bitch. That man turned around
yep.
and told you was a lie and knocked your
yep.
ass out. Bet you won't call anybody
yep.
else a bitch to their face.
Jeremiah,
stupid.
You was a bitch.
Stupid.
I called you to your
stupid.
Face.
Yeah. Hey, you see, you, here's the thing. I like the bitch words. See that? See, it don't fade
yeah,
me. See,
I do too,
because
I know him when I
see
him.
You on the other
I know him
hand.
When
you
I see him.
You call a nigga that don't play that bitch word a bitch, man. He knocked
yeah.
your ass out.
You man, hey, man, you ain't
fuck
said
you
nothing, Jack.
Then you want to sit up here
you ain't
man.
Said nothing, Jack.
You and Kimo
you
got
dis-
a lot in
hey,
common. He got knocked in between
care.
The motorcycles, motherfucker. You got knocked between some small blocks of jail. Shut the fuck up
yeah.
talking to me, man.
You real funny.
I
yeah,
you,
hey,
I
take
no
100 ass whoopings before I cuss my
again.
Mama out, though.
Call him a bitch again. I bet you
I take 100
again.
Ass whoopings before I call.
You
called
call
your mama.
Again.
You called your mama
you,
a bitch.
You called my mama a bitch.
You called your mama. No,
bitch,
you
man.
Called your mama that.
You probably changed.
You called your
hey,
mama
hey,
that.
Hey, hey, you ain't never see that. You go lying. You ain't never
you called your mama that.
You mama no bitch, nigga.
Yeah,
to know
yes,
you motherfuckers,
you
to know I take care of my mama,
yeah.
you dumbass nigga.
No, you don't.
Can you say
you
the
lying.
Same? Stupid
you
bitch.
Lying.
Fuck
you
is
lying.
You talking about, nigga? Call it out.
You
pay
lying.
Bills,
hey, no,
now,
I can't. Hey, I can't take care of
call
nobody. And if I could,
that,
I'd be scared to tell you because you might
you
run my credit. You might run
fuck
my credit.
What you talking about, nigga? Fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, you might
nigga,
run
you need
my
to
credit.
Run your street credit, nigga. Learn how to fight,
yeah.
motherfucker. You
I don't live.
Credit.
I don't live
you
in the street. I don't live in the street.
Karate classes, nigga. Fuck is
mm-hmm.
you talking about? Next time you
yep.
see that nigga, you at least need to pinch him.
Yeah.
Fuck is you
what you
about?
Do when you?
Soft
hey,
ass,
what you
nigga?
Do when you see Terrio?
Soft ass,
what you
nigga?
Do when
fuck,
you see Terrio, nigga?
I hugged him.
Nothing.
I hugged him. I bet he never put his hands on me. I hugged him. I hugged Terrio.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, ask Terrio what I did last time I seen him. I hugged that pretty
yeah.
motherfucker. He was
probably
so
wanted
cute.
To suck his dick.
Oh, hey, hey.
He probably wanted
Terrio
to suck his dick.
Terrio seen I ran out of nitrous, man. The motherfucker said, hey, Jeremiah, I see this bottle. It's a full bottle, man. Here you go. Man, go ahead and make your pass. I love me, Terrio. Can you say the same thing about the nigga that knocked your ass out? Has he loaned you anything other than the ass whooping? Huh? Oh, okay. Back to the normal program.
Yeah, y'all hit it earlier. Now, what's going on, man? What y'all got going on in here, man?
Oh, man, we having fun, Von.
Oh, that's all.
Whole ass niggas getting on the show talking like they going to do something. They ain't going
to
do nothing.
That's fun,
race,
man. I hate to see if y'all mad at each other.
They ain't going to do shit.
Hey,
yeah,
I ain't mad at dude. So far, I ain't mad.
I ain't
mad at dude.
I got.
I'm gonna see if he got that same. I'm
gonna
say if he got that same energy when he got that Regal at the track with me. I'm gonna see if he
got
that same energy when that Regal and that Camaro at the track.
Hey, just to add insult to injury and motherfucker add another block out of your ass, man. I'll put Leon in my car, nigga, to beat your ass. Fuck is you talking about?
Hey.
I'll put
get
Leon
it up there.
That
hey, that's just cause you need
that's
some help with the bet.
Anyway.
That's cause you need with the, some help with the bet. That's all. That's all you're trying to get some help with
Leon
the bet.
Your whole ass out studying, boy.
Man, you got like fucked up, boy.
Man. Hey, I'm gonna
hey,
put,
hold
hey,
on,
hey,
hold on.
Want, hey,
hold on.
Anytime you want to race flop, let me know. I'm putting Leon in the car.
Jeremiah.
That's what
Bobby Cole race. Bobby Cole race. I told you $5.
$5 is, baby.
Yeah, okay. $5.
Schedule is clear.
$5. You know how I do it.
On 2,500 or better.
No, $5,000.
Let's see what the schedule is. Man, get your
one on 5,000.
You can't count that high. Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. You get
okay.
on the phone trying to act like your daddy, motherfucker. Your daddy got it. You
okay.
ain't got it, man. Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop. You lose 5,000, right. motherfucker. You gonna go home and whoop your old lady, man. Stop. All
yeah,
that
okay.
shit, man.
Well, you
stop.
Hey, you gonna whoop your old man. That's what you gonna whoop
man,
your
stop
old man.
All that front and shit
you
like,
fag,
like you got it.
You
stop, man.
Yeah.
Stop it, man.
I got it to try
lose
you.
Lose that shit. Hey, man. Lose that shit twice over there. Come talk to me, man. You can't
yeah,
lose
okay.
it twice over. Don't come talking that gangster shit to me, boy.
Okay.
Use a peon, nigga. Use a mark.
Hey, I got a couple.
You talking about?
I got a couple 6AL boxes for sale. Anybody interested?
Hell no.
No.
Hey, whoever battles 6AL boxes, I'm trying to lock y'all ass in. So let me know whoever battles.
Yeah, motherfucker pulled up on me today. Told me he gonna.
Everybody keep talking that motherfucking that G body small block shit. Goddamn, y'all keep forgetting. Goddamn, we got Frankenstein coming out the cut too. So we want to bet with Frankenstein. So.
Okay.
I mean, technically, I already knew Frankenstein, so I ain't gotta see Frankenstein.
So Vaughn, so you coming back out this year and drive?
Yep, I will be driving.
Okay.
How the fuck do I keep
growing, man?
Oh. There they go.
It's still a drone.
Man, I swear this nigga looks just like Jerome up here washing these cars.
Well, it is, boy. You gonna raise grandson if I drive it?
Of course, you said I got
okay.
the back tire for life. Life ain't never over.
Man, you got the back tire forever.
Right, and if you drive, that's what I want.
Even if something happened to me and my son get my car, you still got the back tire.
don't never say that, man.
Hey, you got the back tire forever. Long as grandson living, you got the back tire.
Hey, man, what did I tell you about playing with death? You don't do that. I don't like that.
I said grandson.
I said I don't like playing with death, period. That goes for you.
I don't
anybody.
Play with death. I said long as grandson living, you got the back tire. Long as grandson
oh.
apart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying now.
Hey, preacher, man, that's a pretty-ass paint job you got on that Malibu, man. I just looked at it again. Last night, man, on Facebook. That's a pretty ass paint job, boy.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's a pretty ass paint job, boy.
Yeah, stop riding this nut, motherfucker.
Stop
riding
this nut, motherfucker.
What you
say,
motherfucker? Stop riding this nut. You're
gonna whoop your ass too if you get up there.
Oh shit. Oh shit! I don't know, man.
I ain't riding enough. I just, you know, I appreciate the paint job. It's nice.
It ain't no paint, motherfucker. It's graphics.
Oh, well, graphics paint. It's pretty. It's more than what your stinking ass got. I know that much.
Oh, I know you ain't gonna whoop my stinking ass. I bet you that.
Man, Vic. You got a whole lot of catching up to do, buddy, before you come fucking with me.
Hey, catching up. Catching
yeah,
up.
You got a whole lot of catching up to do, bro.
catching up, motherfucker, catching up my ass. I ain't got to hire nobody to drive my motherfucking car. Remember that.
Hey, Vic.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, Vic, I got a medical condition for real. Like, I ain't bullshit, dog.
Jeremiah.
Y'all gonna keep bothering me and I'm gonna sell the shit. Go ahead, Eddie.
That ain't Eddie, nigga. This flop. You made up your mind whether you going to down south yet or not.
Oh, no.
Hell no, I ain't going to flop. You wasting your time.
See, I can stop all of this.
Listen, man, if Lee can say he going to drive the car, he'll drive the car against Flock. Yes, I'll go.
Yeah, okay.
No,
I'm talking about
you.
Hold on.
Now you got another driver?
I'm saying,
here's the thing.
Hold on.
My boy Scotty
I'm talking about
the trucking company now, man. I can't,
Let me say this. Jeremiah, you missing me. I'm talking about the Macon. You said you was going to Macon before you ever started fucking with Leon. Now, I don't give a fuck who in your car, but I'm asking you about Macon.
I probably will go to Macon. That's up in the air. I need to make sure somebody drive the car for me.
You do that and you get back with me.
Yeah, I will.
See, I can stop this talking the right way.
Hey, man, I'm gonna go against Dr. Doyle. Why don't you do what Von did for you and grandson, the car you scared to get back up there with? Why don't you do for me that, and I'm gonna get in our car and I'm gonna drive my own car.
Say that again.
I said, why don't you do for me what Von did for you, the car you scared to get back up there with, Lil Mo? Why don't you do for me what they did for you? And I'm going to drive my own car. Now, I'm going against
Jeremiah, I'm going to say this. I don't like my dick stuck by me. And, bitch, get up there like you've been talking. Head the fuck up. You've been telling everybody in America you'll beat my ass. I want to see it. I don't like men. Jeremiah, don't start begging.
Where did you get that from?
Don't start begging now.
Jeremiah, listen.
Here go what you really need to do. You need to be asking Scrap, is Leon gonna drive your car? Cause Scrap ain't going for that shit. You trying to race Scrap, and you think Leon gonna hold on? Hold on, Leon. You think
you out of town, man? Listen, sir.
Scrap got Leon as a driver. Do you think they gonna play that with Leon by in both cars?
What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean?
I guarantee you it won't happen.
Bond drive 100 cars out here, nigga. What the fuck does that mean? Preacher boy drive 3 cars out here.
But for the record, listen. For the record, listen. I don't care who in your car, man. I like that. Whatever we do, head the fuck up.
You ain't talking about nothing, man. Stop, man.
Yeah, okay.
You ain't talking about shit.
Well, I know you just capping.
You got your ass handed to you all day today. You trying to come up with anything,
I know you just capping. Hey, Jeremiah, it ain't the first time, nigga. It won't be the last.
I'll fuck all over you, boy.
Man, do that. I still like that number I said, too.
Can't sit you with me, bitch. You can't out eat Tima. Where the fuck you going, man?
Hey, that's fine.
Nobody worried about you.
Hey, all you got to do is get you some money based on that. And I like you big good.
Okay. No, you don't. Stop playing.
Yeah, I do.
Stop.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, man, you're a city worker just like me. Stop playing. Stop.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah.
Stop.
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
Stop, man. Stop all that fun.
You said you're a multi-millionaire, though.
Stop all that fun, bro.
Was you front when you said
money
that?
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't an issue.
Hey.
Man, stop.
No, it's an issue for me. It's an issue for me.
Goddamn gift cards, man.
It's an issue for me. It's an issue for me.
Stop. With your poor ass, nigga. Stop running.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hey, I got the text from Eddie.
You ain't been a hustler. You scared to hustle. You work for the city.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't let
you
make all the money in the house, bitch. Stop, man.
Yep,
Stop.
Exactly.
That shit to me,
man. All you got to do
you're
is get you some
man,
of this
bro.
Money.
You're a house husband,
yep.
man. Stop talking that shit to me, dog.
Yep. But she said
you don't know
I can
shit
go race.
Stop, man.
I don't want to know nothing about
hustling.
That ain't my
family,
life,
man.
Boy.
Stop, bro. Stop talking that money
that
shit.
That ain't my life.
Why are you talking that, dog? Stop.
Hey,
because you don't want
Jeremiah,
to see.
So hustling is bragging? You bragging on
man.
Hustling as a lifestyle?
Hey, man. Listen to me, bro.
Come on, man.
Stop talking that money shit to me, man. I'm tired of hearing it from you, bro.
Hey, I said, do you want to race,
man? I take money from 2015 and fuck your stupid ass up, man. Stop talking that shit to me, dog. For real.
Hey, let me know when you're going to Macon.
Man, you heard what I said. Stop talking that shit to me, man.
Can you just let me know when you're going
to
make it?
Tell me something I like to race, folks. $1,525 max, man. I'm talking that money
you
shit.
Tell
you
tell me?
Dog,
no,
really.
Hey, you said scam my dad, I'm going to follow his lead. I bet that with normal
man.
People. But when you want to break a bitch back and stop him, run the price
ass,
up.
Boy, that's all you following, man. Stop.
Oh, I ain't that. I'm a man now.
Stop, man. Stop. All right, man. Hey, Flop, we taking up too much of the show, man.
I want
you done took up 45 minutes of it before I even got on here. Let me know when you get ready if you're going that way. That's all I want to know.
Oh, man.
He ain't going out of town,
Bob. You wasting your time. He ain't taking no car out of town. Why wouldn't I, Vic? Because you just ain't going to do it. Why wouldn't I? What's the difference? I got a two-car trailer. Why wouldn't I? I understand that, but when have you took a car somewhere? I've never taken my car out of town. That was never my focus, but, you know, now that my car's doing a little bit better. I mean, if I had a man I thought I had a chance with, yeah, I would take it, Vic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I thought I had a chance and it was a good race, yeah. Why not?
I understand. Jeremiah, you do this
anyway.
You're gonna get what you deserve.
A king-sized
ass whoop.
Okay. I mean, hey, like I said, I had my ass whooped before. It's never been the type of whoop where I've been, you know, between those small blocks and
That's the good thing, though. You get your ass whooped, you come back. I didn't have my ass whooped before. I'm going to come back, though. I promise you that.
Yeah.
Just like David ain't whooped me, I got a motherfucking boy.
Yeah, David
fucked
you up. He ain't just
whooped
you. He kind of fucked you up.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah, well, he fucked me up, whatever you want to say, but you didn't do it.
I'm just saying, you brought his name up. I just thought about it. I mean, he didn't just whoop you, he fucked you up. But,
okay.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Man, he fucked me up.
He fucked me up.
But I bet you won't do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was kind of telling you this year, Vic, I'll race you. But, you know, we understand the circumstances. And all praises be to God, you know, everything. So, you know, we ain't got to talk about that.
But guess, Jeremiah, you're right. I'm back.
Hey, Vic, you don't understand.
Hey,
look, Vic, I'm not just a competitor, nigga. I'm a fan. You've been doing your shit a long time, bro. I appreciate it. I'm going to fuck you up.
Fuck that, Jeremiah.
Don't give him no credit. Whoop his ass.
Yeah.
This ain't personal. This is all about racing. I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
No, it's personal till I turn on that W. Then it's not personal no more. Oh, it's personal.
My name ain't come up in that shit, man.
Don't put me in that.
I just wanted to hear your voice, preacher. That's it. You was gone.
I'm here. I'm listening.
I just wanted to hear your voice. I know how to get a nigga out when I want to hear your voice.
No, I just want you to stop before you get bullshit started.
Nah, I ain't going to get no bullshit started, man.
Hey, man, tell me to break your back. Your
back is broke.
Man, please.
Man, we ain't studying
with that Mustang. You ain't even a thought.
Hey, just remember 3,500 pounds. I want you to keep that in your mind when you go to sleep tonight. 3,500 pounds. Keep that in your mind, all right?
I bet I'm heavier than you, Jeremiah.
You probably are, Vic. You got a street car.
We didn't ask you nothing about your weight. Your mouth weighs more than your ass, do. So we ain't
My car's proved the point, too. One thing I know, a lot of you Chicago niggas are back the fuck up.
Listen.
Y'all ain't talking that slick shit. Y'all wasn't talking that same shit no more.
I know where this nigga got all this energy from.
Hold on. Hey, shut up for 1 minute. Let me explain something to you. You said it's your car. You can take a saw for the H to that bitch. You can strip that bitch. You can put a parachute on that bitch.
You
can put some wings on it.
Your phone. Sound far away from your phone.
Okay.
I want to hear the shit you talk. I love the way you talk shit. It turned me on.
You can do whatever the fuck you want to your car. It's your car. Cut that bitch up, strip it down, so naked. You can put 99 parachutes on that bitch. You can put all the front brakes, back brakes. Your ass cheek, what motor you want in it, is yours. I'm going to beat the fuck out you, boy. We ain't none of Sam.
We ain't looking to raise nobody. We will.
Man, I like a gas in.
Hey.
Big Eddie.
Damn, where he gonna lock him in for? Hey, what race he gonna
Big
lock
Eddie.
Him in
hey,
for?
Hey, Big Eddie. Hey, Big Eddie. I can guarantee you this. Now, mark my word, what I'm about to tell you right now, Eddie. Okay?
Today is
December the
3rd.
Today is December the 30th, right? Today is December the 30th. Mark my word.
What the fuck you gonna say?
After this race gets on, this man draws on me with his mouth. Mark my word.
We're going to do what?
Mark my word. I'm telling you, on December the 30th, 2022, after me and that other gentleman lock in and we race, this man draws on me with his Malibu. Mark my word.
Listen, let me explain something to you. Hold on. Let me explain this to you, bro. This, all it is a race. Somebody going to win, somebody going to lose. Ain't nobody going to drop dead. Ain't nobody going to be mad. If we beat your ass, if we beat our ass, somebody going to go back. I know we'll go back if we lose. And the question is, what you going to do? Is you going to retire, pull your skirt up and put it in a knot?
No, I ain't going to do that.
Okay. And then we're going to have a ball. As long as you race, we know Chicago racing. As long as you talking, you know doing shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Mustang don't give a fuck about a peasant. You a peasant.
Hey, and you know, hey, y'all know we don't have to wait for, like, events and all of that. We can go ahead and get that off. We can
you
got to
wait until
that
whole
shit. Get that off on a Thursday at the Grove. We don't have to wait.
Me. I understand all that. Long as that man says his car ready, when he says his car ready and he decides to do what he's going to do, down on your ass he go.
Okay. Hey, Eddie. I make niggas spend a lot of money to try to catch me, bro.
That man ain't got to
be
too
fool.
If y'all spend a gazillion dollars, I got that same weak-ass small block Ford in my car that I had in my car for the past 2 years, going on 3 years now. Same weak-ass motor.
Oh, man.
Put you niggas on notice, boy. You heard what I said.
When you get when you get up that next to that toe tag, you're going to wish you had to put something else in that motherfucker.
Hey, listen to me, man. You didn't ask that man what type of motor he had. He pulled his skirt and showed you were in thongs.
Hey, Vic, on my beautiful mama, I promise you, ain't shit changing on that car. All I'm doing is draining the fluid out the radiator, putting some water in it, putting some gas in it, and getting on the nigga ass.
Hey, Jeremiah, if I wanted to cheat you, if I wanted to cheat you racing, I want you to put that same nigga that put your plugs in last time so they can blow out through the
fuck
track.
Fuck you, preacher. Hey, you got my ass with that one. No. That nigga never touched my car ever again in life. Shit. Hey, preacher, you saw my ass damn near faint out there that night.
And all I got to do, hey, listen, all I got to do is stand around and watch you load the car. But I know the car going to leave before you do.
Man, preacher, y'all damn near had to pick my big bitch ass up, man. I damn near fainted.
Who saved you?
You.
All right, then.
I'll shout that from a mountaintop. You. Fuck. Yeah.
And I'm still having a good time.
Yeah. Man, what is this nigga doing, bro? Come on, man. I just want to knock dust off this bitch. Man, I got over to the car wash, car lot, man. Why all the fucking pipes been busted, man?
Jeez,
you don't know why? Cause you didn't turn no heat on.
No, it ain't cold. Man.
Yeah, the pipes busted. Man, the pipes busted the day before yesterday. Wasn't nobody over there, so we didn't know.
When the temperatures start to drop, that's when they pop. They'll freeze up when the temperature is like it was. And then when the temperature starts to raise,
it's like putting water on ice. It's well up.
Yeah, yeah, don't suck.
But if they got cold
enough,
yeah, they got weak already.
No.
See, in the back garage, there's no need for it to be heat until, you know what I'm saying, we back there doing whatever we're doing. So, yeah, that was it. That really was the issue. There wasn't no heat back there.
Being so motherfucking cheap, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably.
All that rich-ass money and you didn't put no heat back there.
Yeah. Hey, but I'm going to tell you what I am. Now, look, I'm going to say this. Now, you know that, y'all, there's certain things ain't my expertise. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure I could YouTube it. But, shit, I would love to be able to pay somebody to come and insulate my my garage in my one building, man. If they come insulate that garage from me and run the electrical line where
you
I can put the heat
rich.
Inside
you got any medicine to do that?
Huh?
You ain't got to tell us about your life story, motherfucker. You get somebody to do it.
Yeah. I would rather get one of the guys if that's what they do. You know what I'm saying?
For what? But you can talk about in the street. I had that nigga at my shop. I had that nigga at my shop doing work for me.
hey, Preacher Boy, when it comes down to it, I'm not even no guy like that, man. Like, when we doing
you
business,
have a nigga, hey, you fooled us, you was a guy like that, when you said a nigga tune your car and he fucked it up.
Yeah, but see, that's some other shit, though, man.
You probably didn't get a nigga to put in your car.
No, Preacher Boy, that man was all in his pocket, man. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Listen to me, man. I ain't trying to be funny, but I looked at you, goddammit. Take your man to one of the best tuners it is around right now. I'm going to give him that much credit because all his proteges are flying. You had that man tuning your car, and you wouldn't let the man change the oil and put plugs in your car for a few more dollars.
Who you talking about?
You took a blind motherfucker to put the plugs in, and you
trying
to change your oil.
Who you talking about?
Who you think? I ain't going to say it. Hey, you know what I'm talking about.
You talking about Tom?
You took your car over there to and get your car worked on. And then let the man put the plug. Yeah, you let Mike work on your car, and you didn't let the man change the plug
put the oil in. That's not how that happened, Breachy. That's why I be saying sometimes y'all be talking, y'all don't really be knowing what the deal is.
No, I'm just going by what I heard and what I saw.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. That's not how that works. So that night you got my man told me bring the car up there. We gonna tune the car. But he was trying to tune another car, and I respected it. I'm like, damn, he did have to bring the car up to the bucket. I'm going to let, you know, Peanuts take the car down. Yeah, so, you know, my man.
I let a nigga that I ain't never seen a screwdriver in hand put nothing on my car.
Preacher, let me say this. Unless you've been under my hood, I got to change my headers on my car because it is very hard to get to my number 7 spark plug, okay? And that's what happened, man. The man, number 3 and number 7 is, for some odd reason, very hard to get to. So the man did not tighten them up. That's it, man.
Well,
he didn't tighten them up. Yes, they blew out the side. You know.
Okay, listen to me. I believe what you're saying about the numbers, because he was trying to shoot some dice. He wanted to make a 6 or an 8 or 5
or 4.
He wasn't thinking about the spark plug.
Hey, Preachy.
Hey,
what you say, Preacher?
He was trying to make a 3 or 5. Yeah. He didn't give a fuck about you crapping out. You tried to throw 7-Eleven. You gave a nigga, goddammit, a monkey wrench. You wasn't trying to hit that shit.
Yeah, that man is nasty. Yeah, That man almost
single-handedly
ended my race program.
Now, he couldn't end your program. You got too much money. You fucking get that shit, whatever, blow it up.
Well, I did. I mean, you did see my car back out the next week, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what happened. You did see my car back out the next week, right? We agree on that?
Okay. He didn't hurt that much. Yeah, all you had to do is screw some more plugs in the bitch unless you were too cheap and try to use them same ones.
No, there's a couple other things that had to be done. But, yeah, I get your point. I get your drift.
And see,
I feel I could talk about your ass because I stayed there with you.
Yes, you did. You
everybody
else left the show. Man, they left. Didn't they leave, Preacher?
Yeah, they left your black ass. It was dark as fuck.
All I'm going to say is I hope you got everything right on that some bitch when I run you because I don't want no fucking excuses.
Hey, Vic, let me say this. When
I
want to
beat
right,
your ass
right.
at your best. I want to beat your right. ass at your best. I don't want shit. No excuses. I'm going to beat the fuck
yeah.
out of you.
Yeah, I damn near fuck you up on 7-7, so that's cool.
Okay, well, try it then, motherfucker, since you so bad. You think you so tough.
Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
You shouldn't give a fuck if
yeah.
he on. Hey, you should give a fuck if he at his best or not. You want him at his worst. So he'll come back and do it again. He might fuck around and get smart mm-hmm. after the first ass and don't come back.
Hey, Preacher Boy, listen to
yes.
me. Listen to me and listen to me good. I don't think he's going to run me the first time. So what are we talking about?
Right. It's just all talk. This is a winter national conversation. I understand.
You goddamn right.
He's
yeah,
just
we
talk.
Ain't
doing shit. Yeah.
He's just talking.
Yeah.
I probably am. Man, what happens if I'm not?
That means we're going to have some good racing this year. That means we're going to have some good racing this
right.
year if you ain't lying. But if you lying, we're going to have the
right.
same old year. We're going to have
same
the same
shit.
Shit different year. Same old
hey,
shit
same
different
old
year.
Shit. Hey,
but
look. Hey, that's cool, too, but check it out. You know what? It's more than just the people that's talking. We know Bond going to race. We know Preacher going to race. We know Zay going to race.
But we
know
we
Vic
the only ones
race.
That race every year.
Hey,
we the only
hey,
ones that
said,
really
that's
race all year.
That's what I'm saying. We know who's going to race. But, see, you got to bring some of these true grudge guys out and see what they going to do other than sit on their high horses and talk shit.
I don't know what a true grudge guy is.
Nah, you... Oh, you know what it is. I heard that your voice before you said
you
that.
You talking about Big Sam now. You talking about Big Sam now.
Oh.
That was my Big Sam.
Where
you
at,
Flop?
Where you at, Flop? Some of these true garage guys going to do this year. They going to talk that shit again or they going to, you know, walk the walk. You know, a lot of these guys, they got, you know.
Like I said, long as I got oil pressure. And enough strength to get behind the wheel, I'm going to race. And I know Von and them are going to race because I appreciate the shit they doing. They going from everywhere racing, and they racing here. They getting down. Hey, the only thing I don't know what y'all do is I don't
That's
leave
how
That's Where
how
leave
I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to lie no motherfucker about it. That's the thing. Even when we have our little thing about our powwows about what we doing, I tell them, goddamn it, y'all got it too. What we doing locally, I tell shit okay. But what we do locally is I'm fair to fuck.
Right, at least you participating with the people here and out of town. You know, you doing it all. When I see you down there, I call you. I call y'all to take a good job.
Hey,
Bob,
somebody else here today.
Huh? What
hey,
up?
Hey, that goddamn Mike drew on me again. I'm on y'all ass.
Now,
I'm on
I already
y'all
know.
Ass,
he told me 5 minutes after he said something to you, Vic.
I'm on y'all ass. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm on y'all ass.
Yeah, we encourage you, man.
After I whooped that ass, y'all can't park a little more in Indiana no more, motherfucker. That motherfucker
ain't
going back out to Chicago.
Man, you crazy as hell, man. We got residency in Indiana, goddammit.
Yeah, man,
hey,
I heard you driving across the city in Indiana.
As soon as I start walking again, I'm coming out to Yak House and get on Jack ass. He always fuck with me. I told him I can't walk right now.
We don't allow no motherfucking Section 8 motherfuckers over here.
Oh, well, I'm real good. I ain't in Section 8. Hey, Vic, I'm real good. I ain't got no Section 8.
Hey, Vic. You've been trapped for goddamn 30 years to be the fastest in Indiana. We only been out there 4 years, Vic, and we the fastest already.
God, you ain't the fastest.
Damn.
You ain't the fastest.
Damn.
You ain't the fastest. I guarantee you that.
Hey, that man told them the police pulled up to their house and said, y'all the fastest in Indiana.
That's because they don't know no better.
That's because they be the best.
They know who the baddest motherfuckers is over in Indiana.
Oh, they definitely know y'all ass. Ain't no friend about that. Soon as they see some race cars, the first thing they ask about is, do we know y'all? That's the first thing they say.
Yeah, but it's
going to
be interesting this year, long as motherfuckers race.
Yeah. Man, they got to get
their
funky ass down, Vic.
You already know.
It's easier said than done.
Nah, we know who the fuck get down. We got to influence the other motherfuckers with cars that's sitting around to get down. That's the problem.
Yeah. If the good Lord keep us out here, we just got to do what we can do.
Yeah, that's what I be saying, man. We ain't got to, don't harbor on the problem. We got to harbor on the solution. You know?
Right.
That's all.
Right about that.
Everybody on these motherfucking shows and at these, everybody around, goddamn, got some cars. Some of them don't race, some of them got the city.
The whole problem is you can't make nobody change, but you know what the major problem is? Everybody trying to pick one man. When there's a bunch of us out here, they can race. If they stop worrying about one person, it hurts everybody.
I don't got no one. As long as you ain't big time, the only way you safe is if you big time. If you ain't big time, you ain't safe.
That's what I'm saying with our own outside. If you ain't with us, goddammit, if your car running, you on our radar. That's it, that's all.
That's it, that's all. Hey, you ain't gonna do like Sam did. What about we'll take ground and pound and whoop? Hey man, I thought you was what's that name?
Oh, shit. Who just said that?
Hey, that man went from big rough racer. He went from rough racing to they teamed up real quick.
Well, I got one.
He said, God damn.
We gonna let them do a collaboration together, cause we long as they get one of them motherfuckers to the line, goddamn it, get one of them, goddamn it.
Yes, brother. Yeah, shit, I thought they were gonna rock boost the way they doing that.
Yeah.
Man, that shit had me laughing so hard. They teamed up. I said, "Ooh, listen to them motherfuckers there." I was looking for the nigga to holler Eastside Strangler. He jumped up. That horse went straight to ground and pound. I said, ooh, he just threw Jeff them under the bus.
Nah, he can't say Eastside Stranglers because, goddamn it, Zay was already on their ass for fucking with Jeremiah, so, and that's Big Perm, so it's got to be careful. It's a delicate situation, y'all. That's all.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't even think about that, but, yeah, when that man said ground and pound, I said, oh, my goddamn, he booking their car now? He
can't
book their own car.
Ground and pound been over there with
them.
Hey, Preacher,
you got to read between the lines. You know what it said to me? It said to me, we know we can't get the job done. So we got to outsource it on the motherfucker.
Well, listen, Jeremiah, it really didn't say that to me. It said, goddamn, Jeremiah singing like Woody on Toy Story to run that goddamn Cutlass. They can't get out of his own self. You worry about a parachute and some brakes. Parachute is to stop. I don't give a fuck about it. It ain't pushing the car down the track, motherfucker. It's to stop the car. He could have put three of them on there. Put your scary ass up to the wind. Put your scary ass up to the wind now. This car set up just like Vic's car here. This car set up just like Vic. Get your faggot ass down. You throwing bubble gum. You throwing bubble gum blowing on nuts. God damn it, get the fuck down.
You right, Bruce?
Ain't beat no motherfucking body. Hey, listen. Them and Tidy Bowl in the same bracket group. They in the same bracket. And he just scared ass going to come at you somebody. You a thief.
Tidy Bowl comedian.
I'm giving Tidy Bowl. Tidy Bowl get all the credit in the world for me. That man goes somewhere everywhere in race. He just show up with the car, don't know shit, but he's trying to, you know, make a name for himself and do things.
Yep. You right.
And see, you got Sham that's always trying to throw another motherfucker under the bus, and then when they want to bust his ass, he up on the trans break. See, last night, y'all saw him get show with his ass. That was a beautiful
all
thing.
Right.
But your ass turned,
hey,
you turned into the man. Huh?
All right. Preach boy, you better
man,
be quiet. Your ass gonna get on the show next week.
Boy, I know he gonna block me. He ain't gonna block Zach. But meanwhile, back to the rant. This goddamn Jeremiah turned right into Sham whenever they kept hollering, they'll run the colors. They'll run the colors. Nope. I need a spot. Nope. You dizzy bitch. Tell myself. You got a pair.
You right.
Everything you name was to stop the cop, motherfucker.
You right. I bitched up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. Let me tell Jeremiah something else. Jeremiah, you do bitch shit every trip. You came right on this phone and did some bitch shit. I'm whooping every car except Lil Mo. Now you sucking they dick. You ain't part of their crew.
No, I'm not. Get away, man. I've been saying that, though. But, I mean, if you sound
sucking
dick, that's cool. I mean, you know, that's your opinion.
What they do? They gave you the belt back? They going to let you keep the belt because you ain't trying to get down?
Everybody, Vaughn got a real belt, goddamn.
My thing is, all we can do is race. Use a little money. You only lose what you can afford to lose. Race and have a good time.
They can't discredit that motherfucker. You gotta cross state lines to win that, but they can't discredit that motherfucker.
Hey, Vaughn, it ain't about the bet. I'm talking about we could just all race. You know, if we could play cards and tunks and shoot dice with one another, it's the same thing when we drag race. Just get the fuck up there. Do what you're going to do.
That's why people don't race that much because they don't look at it. I'm exactly the same. Preacher boy to say, everybody, listen, man, it could be a race. It could be a dice game. It could be pitch a quarter. It could be see who pitched. It's the father. It could be motherfucking arm wrestling contest. We just gambling. Sometimes people just gambling. So they
having fun. I raised Jeremiah with my golf cart against his that little table team. He beat the fuck out of me.
Okay.
I had fun though.
That's all I'm saying. It could be any of the things, man. It don't make no motherfucking difference. When you put too much pride in, it'd be like, you can't lose the race, you ain't going to race no more. But if you look at a race like a dice game, it don't make a difference.
Listen, when they bet too much money and they shame the losing, you can't win them all. If you win them all, they might want to play with you. Race, motherfucker, get it over. Win, lose, or draw. Race.
Listen, Dick was right there. Ain't no true gambler out here that feel like, goddamn it, he gonna win them all. It ain't no true gambler.
Right, but listen to this, man. Look,
Listen, principal came over there trying to race me, and God damn it, I was working on my car. I was testing and tuning. That man said, man, what you want to run for? I said, whatever. He said, $1,000. I looked at Vic. Vic said, what you want to do? I said, I'm going to get that $1,000. I was testing the car.
Yeah.
Am I right, Vic?
Yeah.
It wasn't about the money. It was about we racing. I'm going to make a free pass. Or I can take a gamble pass. Let's have fun.
Yeah, I'm just about to say that, though. You looked at it like, I can make a free pass for free, or I can gamble, because you don't get that much respect for the principal. You say, I
no,
rather,
no, no.
I rather gamble. Yeah, I'm just saying, though. I know you don't.
But it's always something to do, man. You know you do better when you got competition against you. Just like
I
listen, just like
no
when
credit.
You down
I don't
south,
think you got
when
no
you,
credit. I don't think you got no credit for racing him and your car.
No.
I don't think you're supposed to be racing him.
I don't know why not. That's a gorilla compared to my little chihuahua.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you're supposed to be racing him. I'm saying, I think he had way too much for you. I'm just saying. I don't
right.
Think
he's supposed to be racing Leon and them. He's supposed to be running cars like them, but he won't run them. He go to kindergarten school and try to kick on the week. I just fucking around and tripped him. But listen,
because who it was, that's what we were talking about. You did that because
listen,
who it was. You wouldn't have went.
Now,
You wouldn't have went to Georgia and raced a car like that in Georgia with your car.
No, never in life. Never in life. But listen, that's like when me and you were down south. And y'all said, let's run for 200. I said, fuck it, because I wanted to get in the lane. And I wasn't going to let you size me up for 200. But when the light turned green, I took off. I could have waited. But why would I let you size me up for 200?
That's the same thing. What I'm saying, though. We wouldn't have raised nobody else for no $200. We raised you for $200 because we couldn't get no race. So, yeah, we raised you for $200. And that's
proof. But I wasn't going to
see that. That's proof that we'll rest anything just because we want to race. We rest you for $200.
For $200, but I wasn't trying to win the $200. I didn't care about the $200. I was just trying to get a test pass in. You understand? But I wasn't going to let you size me up for no $200. So I left.
But we wanted the $200. I wanted the $200.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, though, I didn't want to race nobody else for no fucking $200.
No, I don't blame you. And see, like I told Three Love, if they wanted to race me that bad, they could have ran me while I was down there, but they didn't say nothing to me about racing. They fucked with everybody else. I don't remember why we were down there. Like this, listen, if we go out of town, I'm not trying to race nobody that's prosecuting me. We can do all that bullshit when we get home.
Yeah, boy.
It don't make sense to me. If we here, you ain't going to say nothing to me about drag racing. We go out of town, now you can slow up. That shit don't make sense. Now, we going to 131.
Yeah,
Huh?
I said, I agree with you, preacher. That shit is the dumbest thing in the world to me. Niggas
right, because now if we going to Milan, if we going to Milan on 131, and yeah, we can race. But that 500 mile shit, if you break something, I got it. Here, it's yours. Get that money.
Man, we
and
all let me tell you, people rather race cars they familiar with. I'm saying, now, I don't give a fuck. When I go, I'm going to tell you right now, my forte, when I go out of town, because I don't want to race the same cars, I want to race somebody else from out of town. But I'm going to tell you, these other motherfuckers, they be wanting to race the car they familiar with because they feel for some reason they got a better chance. But I'd be on the other end, like, I would rather race a car. I just want to race another car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. And see, like, some of them cars you race, I feel I can race them too. But like I said, I don't know those people, man.
It's a lot of motherfuckers in Chicago that think. It's a lot of people in Chicago that think just because they go out of town, they can't race nobody. But
Let me tell you what I saw before, Vaughn.
and I know some people over here know this didn't happen. I've been going down south watching them race. Back in the day, I used to take my car down to Holly Springs, and not Holly Springs, but the other racetrack we used to go to, Mississippi, Hattiesburg. And I have seen some Chicago folks go down there and win and still lose. Some motherfuckers be trying to take their car on the way home and take the money back and all kind of shit. So sometimes it's just not good to be down there trying to bet a lot of money fucking with them people. You're not from down there.
Yeah. It's not. It's not good.
You know, I don't give a fuck how strong you are. When you're out of your element, you got to behave. And so I don't even talk to half of the people about racing down there because you got a lot of sore losers in the world. And that shit can turn ugly at any time. But the same motherfucker that hollered, man, we with you, we with you. God damn it.
Yes,
like Jeremiah told you, they'll drive off and leave your ass.
Wow, they left me, boy.
They
hey.
Get their little money in it. They get their little money, their little winnings, and pull the fuck off.
Hey, preacher, remember this. They ain't just leaving. They left me with a busted-ass finger, remember? I bust my finger on that nitrous bottle, split my shit wide open, boy. Couldn't even move my hand.
Well, my one-legged ass state, trying to make sure you get the right route and get yourself together. Then you pass it off the trailer.
I don't care how much. Hey, that's why I don't care how much shit you talk, boy. I got respect for you. I swear to God.
Hey, you're
talking about
the
trailer.
Hey, I started throwing my false leg under your wheel to stop your car from falling off the trailer, but I said, nah, it might hurt. That might hurt.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, but the man car fell off the trailer. I tried to help him. I was going to pull the golf cart behind him, but it was moving too fast for me. So all I could do was yell and hope they hear me.
Yep, car fell dead off the fucking trailer.
Then it dragged little Jeremiah poor ass all on the ground. And then Big Pun strong ass hit me in that bitch.
Damn, it broke Zay leg.
Yep, but it almost hit them people's shit. That's when it was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
He told that shit up. He just told them people shit up behind this trailer.
That was a motorcycle.
Like, damn. Damn. Yeah, motorcycle. One of them race bikes. And listen, I still wind up standing there after we got that shit settled, saying, asking, was he okay? Is it all strapped down? Wait on his ass again. I said, God damn, these people don't like you.
No, but that's not that night because, no, that's not the same night. Cause that's the night
they and Perm stayed there and smoked their weed because they were a little disbobulated. They had got their ass whooped.
No, nah, we didn't get our ass whooped that night.
Yeah, he lost to, what you call it? He lost to Ant.
You lost to Ant. You right.
Who did? Who lost to Ant?
Big Perm.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Well, shit, I was the first one to leave, though, that night.
Yeah,
I was the first one up out of there. I couldn't even take that shit no more.
Yeah, but like I said, man, I just hope we have a beautiful time this year, man. And, hey, listen, I'm going
to
need all y'all support on Thursday.
I'm
going to
take it upon myself to contribute to Chicago Grizz Racing. The next person on here take it upon themselves to contribute to Chicago Grizz Racing. And that's all we need.
Yeah, I'm going to try to have Grizz Racing on Thursday night and a four-car shootout. That's my goal.
Okay.
Hey, I ain't going to lie to you, man.
Big share.
41 was nice. 41 was nice this year, but I ain't gonna lie. The Grove was
our
saving grace, boy. I had a
ball
in the Grove this year.
That because I kicked it off at the Grove. I told them before the year started, we gonna kick it off at the Grove. But I'm telling y'all right now, we gonna go wherever everybody wanna go, whether it's 41 or the Grove. It don't matter.
Y'all know who gonna put the show on this year, goddammit. Two Grove, Big Sam.
Man, please, that nigga ain't putting shit on with them pound cakes.
Well, we gonna
do some
pound cakes.
Hey,
he's gonna put some lactose in that cake. He's gonna make y'all bowels move in that cake. That's what he's talking about.
Time.
Is that
enough juice? Yeah.
Y'all better be alone.
Hey, y'all got to go meet for a second.
Y'all gonna get an upside. He gonna give y'all one of those special cakes. How y'all shitting on yourself at the track? Y'all better leave him alone.
He gonna put some Lexington cake.
Yep. You can't say it either. Huh?
Some of them good old laxatives, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I can see all y'all trying to hit them porta potties. Y'all some city niggas.
What are you doing?
The baby.
Y'all hollering. Shane got to race somebody. Shane got to race. Y'all going to be racing to them toilets. See, Big Eddie can't say much. Goddamn, he already got banned from the show. He better not make no comment.
Damn, Eddie, he banned you from the show? That's
what's up. It ain't no comment. Did you hear no comment?
That's some sore loser ass shit, boy. I'll probably be next. That's cool.
If you do it one more time, you're going to be next. You're going to be on the block list.
Right.
Especially fucking with his baby brother.
Well,
man,
you know that, man.
I got a question. This is what made you sound dumb to me. Vic whooped the fastest car, then they tried to run him with the slowest. God damn it, if you whoop their fastest car, you know you got another race, they're going to run you with the bullnet. So you can do one.
My nurse is in here right quick. I had told y'all I got to go on mute for a second. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah.
But I do want to tell Jeremiah right quick that, hey man, go on race Vic. If you whoop you, then just bet with me when I race.
Oh man, I'm racing Vic all night and day. Me and Vic gonna get it on. Vic, my man, $100,000, man.
I'm glad to hear Vic so charged up, man. I'm glad
man,
to hear
look,
Vic goddamn got the shit
hey,
and he's trying to
looking
go.
At the fact, man, looking at the fact we could have lost our homie, man, hell yeah, man. I'm happy to hear that, bro.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
He gotta be here, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we gonna go. That man can tell me he wanna race for $2. I don't care. We gonna play. Yeah, that's my boy right there. I love that nigga, man.
No, look, I ain't gonna say all that now.
Yeah, Vic, that's my nigga right there.
Hey, the day I was having my operation, hey, Vic called me right while I was going into the surgery room. They were prepping me for surgery. Let's see it.
And I'm going to stop Chuck from all that. He can't race nobody in Chicago. He don't want to race nobody in Chicago who want to race his ass. That's what that is.
Who is that? Zay?
No. That sound like Eddie.
Chuck.
Oh, they go Chuck?
Chuck.
No, he's saying Chuck don't want to. Yeah.
Chuck always saying,
I don't understand.
Don't close it.
And
always.
I don't
just pull it up. Yeah.
They supposed to be Ontario as and,
no,
and
little
everybody
more.
Else as.
There you go.
If you can go
man,
to the Grove and Texas.
He always try to tell people. Huh?
This is the dumbest thing I see.
Hey.
Why would you go to Texas and Toon and you say you can't hook? What are you doing? Going ice skating? Uphill? If you take right, that, you take that. All
right, now, preach. You talking about my partner now.
Well, do that make sense to you? If you can test there, you can race there.
Yeah, boy.
They're testing on some
the
ice.
The only thing about
and
the Grove is they got to remember they can't drive through And once they go through the quarter, they need to fire stop, and they'll be all right. But if they want to stay on the gas past the quarter mile, yeah, you're going to have problems.
Well, if you stay on the gas during the quarter mile, you're on two things, a suicide mission, or you just don't give a fuck. You look for the sandbox. You find a way to go with you said you're trying to stop.
Yeah, man.
And you got to get the motherfucker to the cutoff valve.
Yeah, pull that chute and get and start getting on them brakes.
That's it. They got 6,000, 7,000 shit, 540 cars there stopping. And you can't stop these tags we got, you a dumb motherfucker.
Right. Especially
yeah,
when you run 8 miles, you're good.
You got that shit on South Chicago and Ogden. You ain't got that many go to the next county.
Yep. Yeah, man. Especially when you run the 8 mile, they make it all the way safe.
You got a whole another neighborhood to stop at.
Yep.
Well, like you said, I hope these clowns race this year. I enjoyed watching all year until the end, as you would, as Big said.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But I'm trying to be ready. All I got to do is change the oil, drain that motherfucking antifreeze. Put some new plugs in and fire up and go. I'll be waiting for April.
Yeah.
Going from where I've been before.
Well, Big Eddie, this is true grudge.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
True Grudge, Big Sam.
True Grudge.
See, Eddie, we can get mad.
You're killing me when you say that, man.
You wasn't on no grudge breaking.
No, no.
Get the talk show host.
That ain't my thing. I'm clock off, baby.
You didn't lie to us.
I'm
clock off. You know what clocks off means? You don't know what your time is.
Do, no true grudge.
That means you ain't got nothing to prove.
I'm going to bet there aren't too many niggas up out of line this year.
They threw Rob in his face last night. He got on the transit.
Did Rob come on last night at him?
If Rob would have came on, it would have hurt that man's heart. Shit. B-Finn came up to his ass like on Friday. You got knocked the fuck out. B-Finn said, hey, you want to get your lick back? You going to eat your cornbread? Oh, man, goddamn. He just took the beating up like this. B-Finn came in, so you want to get your lick back?
B-Finn whooped Rob?
Hell no, B-Finn whooped Sam.
I remember that.
Yeah,
man,
I put a monkey dunk on his ass.
Okay.
I knocked his ass into the tower.
He knocked his ass into the motorcycle and a fire block.
Hey, I stole on him and dragged his ass on behind me. That's the last place we had with the car, with Big Sam.
Man.
Yep.
Yeah, it still feel good outside, man. I'll tell you.
Look.
Well, I can't go out and enjoy.
Man, you ain't missing shit, man. I promise you.
Hey, my wife told me to shut the fuck up and stop talking to y'all so loud. So she came in and gave me some sleeping pills. I thought she was giving me my medicine. Sleeping pills, y'all. I'm about to leave y'all ass.
Yeah, hit your ass with the Bill Cosby.
I heard that.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm in here yawning like a motherfucker now. So she said she know how to shut me the fuck up. She's like, all right. I know how to shut your ass up. I'm beginning to get my walking back. I can make a little bit there. I just need to get
it. Alright, go ahead and get your rest, preacher.
Right. Yeah, I know I got to get some, too. The sweetest woman in the world can be the meanest woman in the world. Man, so you can't say that fucking good.
Good job, please
tell me. He all right. He all right, but he ain't bad as me. Oh, you hear that trans break song that's out there? That's me. Nah, I'm shaking pretty good. Where y'all? Oh, one more call. Like this show here with the end of my discussion.
Happy New Year, y'all. Happy New Year, all y'all.
Happy New Year. Yeah, that's right. This is the last show of this year for us. Yeah, I might throw one tomorrow night. I'm going to set one up and see how I feel. If enough people want to go on there and talk, I have to do one of my night. I ain't got nothing else to do in here.
What time?
Same time. Same bat time. Same bat time.
Same bat
time. Yeah.
All right. I'll check you in tomorrow. All
right. If y'all talk to me, if y'all find out, let me know.
All you got to do is
have it set up, so if y'all want to go. Yeah.
Put it on Facebook and I'll share it.
All right.
Hey, preach.
I'm going to do that.
Hey, preacher.
Yeah.
Got a quick question to ask.
What that, Larry? I can't hear you, Larry.
In your opinion, where are the fastest cars at? In the Southeast or in the Midwest? I ain't say the most.
They need to be honest with you all over the world. Listen to me. They everywhere because I see a lot of fast cars here that ain't into grudge racing that is fast as fuck. And I see a lot of cars down there that's fast as fuck that ain't into grudge racing. So, you know, it's a toss-up.
Right, okay. That's the way I feel too. And the only reason I ask that is because I heard Sable make a statement one time that the fastest car was down in the Southeast. And I didn't want to come in and comment on it because I didn't want to, you know, get into a debate or nothing about it. I just wanted to opinionate it because that's the way I feel because I mean, if you turn around and you actually look at the whole movie, the devastation that I have seen has came from this in the Midwest. And the reason I say that is because I got proven facts of what I'm saying. It's not me just saying something just to be talking and so forth and so on, because, as you know, I don't do that much talking. But I saw Tony Bynes, 18-0, Leroy put an end to that show. I seen little Tony take a small block and go down there to run all small blocks. Tony was transferred from small block to another class. I seen Don Jay go down there and do his thing. I turned around. I seen Randy go down there and do his thing. I turned around and I watched Phil Bolle. He went down there and did his thing. So I just think that it should be, I think it should be equally shared, because like you said,
they're
all over.
Every dog right. has their day, and everybody has their year. And every time you
right.
turn around, somebody's upgrading. But it's a lot of cars
right.
that we don't
yeah.
come as fast because they don't grudge race. But there's a lot of fast shit here in Chicago that just don't be bothered with us grudge racing.
Yeah.
And see, I go to a lot of tracks all the time, and I look. And there's a lot of fast people out here, man. There's a real lot of
oh,
fast
yeah.
people.
Yes,
there's
is.
A lot of white
yes,
folks
is.
Here right now that we don't allow to grudge race with us, but they want to play with us. Man, that'll beat the fuck out of us. And we'll go down south and beat the fuck out of a lot of those people. We just don't engage with the people. We don't let them engage with us. And see, we got to stop that. That's what's wrong with our grudge racing. If you pay attention, when you look at down south, it's black and white grudge racing down there. When you come to us just right here in the Midwest, in our little area, it's all us blacks against us blacks. But there's a lot of white folks who want to play with us too, and we just don't allow that because half of them is color-stricted, and they not grudge racers. Grudge racers going to race grudge racers, man. Let everybody that want to race, race. Then you'll have more action here. You won't have to run down south. Play with everybody that want to play. You just don't bet above mm-hmm. your means.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I
like
to see white folks say, I'll race you for 500, but I know y'all want to bet 1,000. No, you can't afford me. Then when they see their car fast, I'm not fucking with that car. I don't want to run him. Take a chance, honey. It's just fun. That's all
yeah.
it is. It's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I thought I'd just ask that question. The reason I asked it because I know it's some fast cars down there, and I know it's fast cars up here. I know it's fast cars in Texas. I know it's fast cars in different places because that's what the videos and stuff is for. You can see what's happening, you know, if you're
now,
not there.
I got a question to ask y'all.
Okay, go
ahead. I got
away.
A question to ask y'all. Every time I tell them, man, let me get my brother truck and run y'all, and they tell me, man, you can only get the white man truck. What's the difference in a white man driving his truck and you going to get the white man to drive your car that the white man built for you? What's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no difference. Let me know, man.
Yeah, you racing the car.
You racing the car.
I don't know. Some people think that it makes a difference with the drive and all this different kind of stuff and so far and so on. But, you know, it's all opinionated to me. Yeah. So I just, like I said, I just
wanted to get an understanding on that, you know.
Yeah.
Because, like
yeah.
I said, if
yeah.
you start getting, if they start letting the white folks race with us, I swear, boy, we have so many drag races up here and people trying to go. You wouldn't want to go down south. You have more action here than a little bit. There's a lot of white folks at 41 want to race. No white folks want to play with us. They come from out of town, different places to race. They into that
yeah.
shit, but we won't allow them to play with us.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd answer the show. I said y'all was just about getting ready to end the show. So y'all had started talking about New Year and all that stuff. And I just wanted to jump in there and ask that question right there because I think that it's equally yoked and distributed all over, all around, you know. And I don't think it's just coming from one area. I don't.
it can never come from one area. You know why? Because if you break it down and tell the truth, half of the people come up here to get their motors built, and half our people go down there and get our motors built. So the power range is coming from all over the world, making the cars go. The knowledge is everywhere. It comes from every direction, making these cars go fast as they is, man. And without the technology and the help, none of this should be happening.
Anyway, I'm going to do like y'all. I just want to stick my nose in. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. And I hope God keep on blessing y'all. And I hope things get better where y'all can turn around and do what I used to talk about all the time. Fellowship to a point where y'all can get together and enjoy and unite and just have fun together. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all been about when Uncle Larry talked about it. You know, because I like to see y'all do because what y'all are doing because it's amazing. You know, you can take an automobile and make it run that fast. You can take an automobile that takes you all over the world. I mean, it's an amazing thing, you know, and you can have fun doing it. You don't have to be, you know, swollen up at each other to do it. Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. Enjoy doing what you're doing. It's an activity.
You know what?
Racing
takes all the racism out of life. If you a race car driver, motherfucker prejudice, once they see everybody drag race, the prejudice is over with until y'all leave. Then shit change again. Because everybody
racing.
Looks common. Knows it's about racism. Yeah, everybody looks the same thing, man. And they get along just fine with the shit.
Yep.
It's
about racism, that's what it is.
People don't know how to keep it racing. You know? You got to get outside the box. And once you get outside the box, it become a problem.
Ice. Huh?
Water, ice.
Cold.
Yeah. The water I made.
I got ice.
You want some water?
You know what? She has some.
Hey, monkey and monster, you know that, don't you?
What did you say, Preacher Bar?
I told him Monkey he had a heart replacement.
Oh.
Monkey Rant?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we heard about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I meant to call him today, but I was out. I was out for my first time today, and I was so excited to be out, I forgot to call him.
All prayers went out for him, too.
Yeah, he sounded pretty good. He called me yesterday. We talked yesterday. Well,
yeah, when you take time and you stop and you look at it, no matter what we do, how we do, God is always in charge, bro. I don't care what
always.
You do. Always.
Always.
We
can't do nothing without
them.
We can't do nothing without
them. Not a thing.
We're not allowed to do nothing without them. So whatever you're doing and you think you got, and all of this, it ain't yours. It's God. He put it in your hand to let you have that fun. He said you earned that. And the same way you did it, you take it away.
Yeah. Monkey went walked through that like a champ. And it wasn't him. It was that man above.
Yep. You got to stop being more grateful.
Right. Yeah. Beginning. Where you at, Big Ed? What? Where did he go? Eddie gone, huh?
Yeah, he might be gone already. I don't know.
He's
nervous. He said nervous coming in the room.
The show's still on.
Yeah, I don't mean he ain't gone because I think him when I believe his show like he left his little brother. Gotta go. Yeah.
Well, bro, hey, how you doing, man? How you feel?
Oh, man, I was in a lot of pain, but today was a beautiful day. I got to go outside today for a little while.
Oh, that's a good thing. Eddie, how you doing, man?
I'm walking slowly. I can make slow steps. Well, I use my crutches today.
I've been praying for both of y'all, man. Praying for you.
Yeah. I don't think Eddie on the show right now. He might be talking to the nurse or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I like what Vaughn doing. And I wish a lot of the rest of them would do that. If they do, have a things, I think things would fall back in place right back here in Chicago. Yeah. They can fall right back in place. Because that's what it is.
Telescoping with other people. So that's a beautiful thing. And he getting people in to follow him and to come back here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a lot of good this year, man. Y'all guys been doing y'all thing, man. I was impressed.
No, those guys were doing their thing. I didn't do a damn thing.
Yeah, well, you know. We know what you're going to do, so that ain't even, you know, if you was healthy and your car was right, we know you'd been right there in the goddamn middle of the battle. So,
right in the midst.
Yeah, I can say that without hesitation.
Well, if they think I looked good then, I'm going to look real beautiful this time when I come out and get down on their ass.
Yeah. Well, y'all enjoy yourself, man. God bless y'all, man. And y'all keep on keeping on, man.
Yeah.
It's
gonna be a beautiful thing, man. We're all gonna bring in this new year. And I hope racing, yeah.
You can always call my phone, ma'am. I know ain't nothing going to change. I'll pay the
bill.
Okay,
got you. All right, no problem. I'll do that. I'll definitely do that, man.
All right.
What's up? I'm about to go and get off of here, man. I'm getting real drowsy and tired now.
All right, black man, go on, get your rest, man.
All right, well, bless y'all and Happy New Year, y'all.
Same to you. Yes, sir. Man, we ain't heard from Chuck tonight, have we? Was Chuck on here tonight? Kid, you still with us? You got awful quiet, man. Angry Bird, where you at?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I don't know where everybody went.
You crawling. Don't know why I want to talk to you.
I'm still on here, Mark.
I'm going to crawl on your head. I'm sorry. That slipped. I got beside myself. You know how I feel when you get on the phone, somebody slower than me.
Man, turn in your vest, man. Oh, boy.
Whip the dog shit out.
Kid, you watch that Bulls game, man?
Yeah, I watched it.
Man, kids don't want to talk about no Bulls game. You want to talk about me getting in your ass. That's what we're talking about. Because you got a lot of ass.
Oh, man.
For.
Well, the mic is open.
Your damn head off.
The mic is open.
I didn't know the mic was open. Put a small-time killer on the phone.
You have been, Bird.
I can't tell.
They didn't change your name from Bernard to Clay Pigeon. That's your new name, Clay Pigeon.
Yeah, well, we're going to have some fun there. I'm going to keep bumping on your ass every time you want your ass whooped. Come on, Miles, I'm tired, but I'll do it again. Shit, fuck it.
I promise you, I'm going to give you that opportunity.
That's well. Why do you give me an opportunity? You have to be. I ain't after you. I'm just telling you I'm going to kick your ass.
Okay, well, I don't know, but it's sounding to me like you after me. I didn't say nothing about your slow ass until you came in the phone.
What I'm after you for? Last race we had, I kicked your ass. What I'm chasing you for? You chasing me. Slow quote.
I could have swore that anybody on this show right now would tell you that you don't want to come on and talk about it.
Raise Jeremiah or somebody. Don't race me.
You race Jeremiah.
For what?
No, you can't rape me. You said you slower than Tidy, but you can't rape me.
I can't tell. That's you saying that. He didn't say that.
Oh, okay. You must not be listening to the show yesterday.
He couldn't have said that. When I offered to race him, he said, no, you're too strong for me. Why don't you be smart and say the same thing?
I'm retarded. I ain't gonna say no shit like that.
Oh man.
I'm retarded. You just going to whoop my motherfucking ass. I don't know no better.
Yeah, that ain't no problem. Ain't no problem.
Oh boy.
That's you know, Jules called me talking about his car stop. You want to run me. I let you six superchargers have a motherfucker. I ain't no shit like that. Fuck out of here. Racing no damn supercharged car.
Oh, it's the winning masters, man. Anything possible.
Shit, no, it ain't. Ain't nobody really trying to lose no money like that.
Oh,
okay. Goddamn, when you go to the grocery store and you fill your buggy up halfway and it's over $100, trust me, ain't nobody trying to lose on money like that, race. Shit. Motherfucker be starving. I kicked his ass, but I'm hungry, but I kicked his ass, though. Fucker trying to hold on to some change, man. Shit.
You know it's fucked up when a dozen egg goddamn it costs you over $6.
Man,
you
I saw that on
the
stage, man.
See?
That was the craziest shit, man. I was at Peace Produce, a dozen gray eggs, $6.47.
Ain't that something people are talking
$6.47.
about?
$6.47, yes, sir.
Motherfucker gonna be racing on credit. Watch what I tell you.
And the crazy shit is ain't no drop in production from a year ago. It's just they saying they can't transport the shit. Because they can't get enough trucks out here to deliver this shit. Man, I went to Food for Less the other day. That motherfucking house was half full, man. Half the shit they normally be filled up with was gone, empty.
Yeah, sure. Well, let me see. Me and Chris went there. I went shopping. And they had nothing in one whole aisle. I forgot what it was. What was it? Was it water? Oh, shit. The shit is getting crazy, man. I'm telling you. The little raise they call themselves giving everybody, they took all that shit back plus some.
Yeah.
The government ain't shit, man.
Hey,
I bet you they ain't complaining about no food. I bet you they ain't.
In a minute, you're going to have to do like our mamas and daddies used to do. You go buy it straight from the farm, your goddamn milk and eggs and butter and shit.
Yo, get some dirt in your backyard and grow your own food. While you cracking jokes, motherfucker, that's for real. Grow some goddamn cabbage, collard greens and tomatoes and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's better for you anyway.
You had to be out in the country in the woods and shit in order to grow your own food. You goddamn niggas ain't gonna let you grow nothing in your backyard.
was that they gonna go back there and take it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with a hoodie on, camo all on there, they picking your chicken, they picking your God before
you
do.
Yep.
Come outside. Had all the tomatoes yesterday. Fuck happened to all my tomatoes?
Where the fucking weeds come from? Ain't shit on them.
Man. And these niggas are bad acting.
You got to be a low-down, scandalous ass, good-for-nothing ass nigga to look a person in the face and tell him to get out of his car. What kind of
nerve? Yeah, well, you got a lot of money. Yeah.
But they're only 15 and 16.
I think they should change the laws. They should change the laws. You motherfucker out here doing all this crime. Hold the parents responsible for it.
Yes,
them
oh,
motherfucking
yeah.
ass
you
up.
You got that right.
Yeah, they carjack you, get caught, got a pistol and everything. Then they mama can get them and they back home in the bed by 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Because he got to go to school with
them. Motherfucker couldn't have been up to no good. Goddamn it, he'd have been at home, goddamn it, playing videos or goddamn getting ready for school. So he couldn't have had nothing
there, shit, the
on his mind.
Try,
but devil.
Mama ain't trying to do all that shit. The mama trying to put them long-ass eyebrows on and that fake ass and go out there and get her a nigga. That's what she trying to do.
Right.
She ran out
and left him with the grandmama, and the grandmama can't do nothing with him.
Can't do nothing with him. Because the grandmama damn that age. Shit.
Yep, they need to change the laws.
You can't come in up. When we was coming up, you can't come out with a brand new pair of shoes and they didn't buy them.
Yeah, but look at, like, that 15-year-old that got caught 5 times for carjacking, got caught 4 times or 3 or 4 times with the pistol, and got bond, not bond, got put in his parents' custody every time.
Mm-hmm.
5 times.
Well, I said they need to change the laws.
Yes, yes,
hold
they
the parents responsible for their bullshit.
And yep. I would take and put their pictures on their billboard when you're riding down the street. This
mm-hmm.
is something such
I do all this shit.
Called carjacking, sentenced to 20 years. You never go to a prom. You never go to college. You won't do nothing. He going to sit in here and be somebody's little hoe for 20 years. They name up in bright lights and let the rest of them see this is what's going to happen to you if we catch your ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's ways to stop it now.
Yeah, they way too lenient on this shit. Way too lenient.
Yep.
Hey, and don't forget, you catch one of them motherfuckers red-handed, beat the shell, I'm going to shoot them. If you got a carry concealed, then the parents, our little thugs themselves, they coming for you. And that's a little nigga in the wrong. Why you shoot him? Man told me to get out my motherfucking Malibu, man. Fuck y'all. Y'all just want to kill me then. Sometimes you feel like that, man.
Mm-hmm.
The parents put their kids, graduation picture, oh, that shit make me so sick. They put the graduation picture up on the news in front of the world to see. With his cap and gown on, he had shot a man, missed the guy he wanted to hit the little girl.
But this is her baby.
Little baby.
This is my baby. He's in high school, and he did this and that. Yeah, but he also did this and that. You know, what about that?
Now, we got some weak-ass fathers out here, too, now. I got a friend. He owns everything. But I just had
plenty
to call spade a spade. His son was 15, 17 years old, went to jail, just got to him, got out, he turned 30. But his mental mind is not with society. He acted a certain way. He telling me the story that his son was babysitting, and the baby's leg got broke. He wanted to know why the baby wouldn't stop crying. So he called the police. They came, took the baby, checked the baby out. They said, okay, his hip broke. How did his hip get broke? Who was there with the baby? It was my boy's son. So I guess they took him in the interrogation room and made him tell, and he just went on and said he did it. But the father said that the police planted it on him. So I'm like, okay, police going to do that anyway, depending on the situation. Don't put yourself in a situation to get lied on by the law. Stay the fuck
there
out of
you
trouble.
Go.
It ain't easy no more.
There you
it's
go.
It's simple. But he's pissed off talking about the police, the police, the police. I said, look, I'm going to ask you a simple question. I'm not going to say nothing because I don't know what happened. But you telling me your son was with this six-month-old baby and his hip ended up broke. Was his hip broke when the mother left? He said, no. Well, who else came in the house? I'm going to let you tell the story. Who else? How, I'm talking about the baby. We ain't talking about your son that's in jail. Let me tell him. We're not talking about your son that's in jail. We're talking about the baby now. An innocent six-month-old baby, all he do is cry. He got a broken hip. How did hip get broke? He couldn't say nothing, but well, I guess if my son did it, I guess he getting what he, I can say it and you say it. Your son had to do that to that baby. Then I found out later on his son got an attitude problem. I said, bingo. So
yeah, well,
you better watch your step.
Like
out,
I said, I wish I could be a judge for about 6 months.
I don't blame you, kid.
Oh, just kids talking?
Yeah,
I
would have I'd have sent that boy in, and then I'd have had the parents that left that kid, that baby with him, knowing he had mental problems or whatever kind of problems, they'd have had one of them would have had to do a little time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd have had a mental problem, all right.
Yeah.
I'd have had one, too, and I gave him 10 or 15 years. I had a mental problem.
I like to see the judge like go on and take them in the back room in the chamber and take a that police belt and just whoop their ass real good. One good time before they sentence them. As a matter of fact, carry this with your son while they lock you up.
But what I really think, you mean to tell me you can't stop these people or slow this down where people be afraid to even get in any kind of trouble? I think they want the trouble to keep going because it's money, it's revenue, in it. Locking people up. They don't want
That's just like all these robberies and shit that you see on the motherfucking L's and shit. You don't see that shit up north, up in Everson and shit.
Nope.
It only happens in the black neighborhood.
Them people up north keep their windows wide open. Mark, you ever went down north side street? Man, them people ain't got no curtains up at their windows. You can see all in their house.
Yeah, that guy they caught breaking in them houses last year, he was going through unlocked doors and open windows.
Unlocked doors and open windows.
Yeah.
Y'all just think about it. When have y'all heard about anybody getting robbed or whatever up on the Red Line up around Howard Street or the Orange, not the Orange Line, the Pink Line? The Pink Line, they got up there. I guess it goes up there too. And then I think it's the Yellow Line. You don't hear about no robberies up there. All these niggas want to do is prey on their own black people. That's all they want to do.
Yeah. You're right about that. I give you that.
They ain't gonna touch no white person. No, Lord.
They do all this shit in their own neighborhood. They do all this shit in their own neighborhood so they can get away.
Weak praying on the weak. Weak praying on the weak.
Yep.
They don't really know anything about history.
When have you heard about somebody getting robbed up there in Skokie and shit on the train? You don't hear about it. It's only in the black neighborhood. From goddamn it, Roosevelt back south.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't have no remorse for them young motherfuckers or their parents. Like I said, they should hold them responsible.
Yeah, look how bold they are now. They get in there and pull out a gun in a mall full of people, and just start shooting in the show, in the restaurant, at the bus stop.
The motherfuckers
they don't care
are just
about
stupid, man.
Old lady.
The motherfuckers are just
stupid. That old lady had that little dog. Y'all see that old lady that had that dog? That dude got the car, took her purse.
Well, let me tell you.
Found one of them little bastards and keep him in the basement, tied up, blindfolded. How you away with his ass? You guys be careful while you're out there, man. Keep your eyes open. Don't go to sleep for 1 minute. I go out there, do what I gotta do, and bring my ass back home in the garage to get my fucking car ready to beat Mark's ass. That's all I think about. I don't do all the other shit. Just riding out just to be out. Oh, you're
no,
that,
you can't do that shit no more.
Hey, Mark, I'm sorry. man, that slipped. I got beside myself.
You know what? For some reason, it didn't scare me.
It didn't? Okay. Good. I was hoping not, man, because you might call the police on me. I keep bothering you and shit.
No, sir. No, sir. I can't.
Look, it can happen to either one of us. Any one of us.
Yeah.
Some little niggas get to doing. Look, how many times you just drove, like, in the summer, and a car come flying by you and the police chase you?
Yeah.
At least three or four times this year. This shit is crazy, man. Them people be running so fast, they don't even be stopping at the light. They can run smack dead into somebody and kill them. As fast as they be going.
Look at that fool that tore up my white Tahoe. Same shit.
Oh, yeah.
The police say he didn't even hit the brakes. He hit my truck at 50 miles an hour parked with a 2015 Malibu. And it just...
He looking for rubber tracks. He ain't seen no rubber tracks. That's what he said. But he tried to stop.
Oh, man. They said there was no skid marks at all. That's what they looked for. They said there was no skid marks. It wasn't raining. It wasn't ice out there. It wasn't nothing out there. And this was at 3 in the morning. The man was drunk fighting his girlfriend in the car. He had alcohol all in the car and everything. The police, when I came outside, the firemen had showed the police that he tried to get out and throw the alcohol bottle. They had to take him to the hospital because he dumbass didn't have on his seatbelt. And they think the steering wheel broke a couple of his ribs or something. He was having problems breathing. He was trying to get away, and they took his ass on in.
Look what happened to Gerald. Gerald comes from the track with his car. I go to the club. I get home, dress up. I go out. Soon as I walk in the club, you know, they call me, nah, go get the trailer. I said, for what? Gerald just had an accident. I said, accident? I just left. I said, fuck it. So they called me and Yak and Fishnell told Gerald car and trailer. The damn girl, she fell asleep. Well, she didn't fall asleep. She was high. She kind of dozed off. She swerved. Gerald said he saw the car swerving, but he couldn't really act like he wanted to because he had the cop pulling the car on the back. And the woman hit the concrete barrier and slammed in the center of his truck and trailer, and then all that shit just spun around. Boy, that got to be some crazy, definitely got to be a crazy ride. And you got your son in the back of the car. And when it hit the concrete barrier, the car almost slid off on the other lane of traffic.
Well, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then the police come, they get her. She got a bottle of liquor in the center of her car, sitting right there where she right there under her steering wheel. She gets in the car and goes to sleep.
Wow.
Crazy, man. Crazy. You never know, man. I don't know. It's just like
when you leave your house, you got to be alert. You got to be ready for anything. You can't keep a clear head and just drive and listen to Luther or some shit. You got to pay attention to these fools out here driving, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you definitely do.
It looks like everybody gone off the show but us, man. Hey, man, the hell with they crawling ass. I hope they hear me. Don't they do? All them lines light up and shit. What do you say?
Shit, don't sound like nobody left but me, you, and Kid. Shit.
Well, Kid, to be my witness, I'm going to fuck you up then. Kid, stay there, man. I want to lock this heifer in.
Oh, man.
I want to lock him. Oh, Kid didn't want to be saying that. I didn't know who was saying that. Oh, man. Yeah, Mark, we're going to have some fun this year, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, might as well do something, bird. Race these old slow-ass family cars.
Hey, man, you talking that shit about slow cars. When you get up there at the track and you racing, them niggas going to be betting like we run a seven. Watch what I tell you. I like it over here and all that old shit. I'm telling you now. Watch.
It's a coin flip. Both of the cars are dead even down there.
Well, they're not really even. You know, you driving yours and I'm driving mine. It's a mismatch.
That do give me a little edge, yeah.
Don't say no, dead even. You racing Angry Bird, man.
Yeah, it give me a little edge because
not really. All I do is take me a motherfucking ham and cheese and throw it out the window. You gonna put the blank on?
Damn,
I'm gonna make you go red. You gonna go red for that bread? That was gonna happen.
I ain't never went red on a practice test. Hey man, I ain't never went red on a practice test. I know how to let that motherfucker turn green before I leave. Mm. That red makes you sick in the stomach. You race for free or money? That shit turn red, boy. You feel like you make you want to go home. Damn it. Yeah, Mark, I hope you can do this, man. If I don't race you, I'm gonna race somebody else anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got a little chance to just, you know, sit back and think a couple more months before you fuck with me. And you talking about something when the track first opened. My car's sitting up in the garage right now doing chin-ups and tune-ups. Chin-ups.
You already know ain't shit wrong with mine because you went over there with me to find and put a new battery
in. Motherfucker, you got the woodchuckers living in your shit. They can have a little baby this year. You got a Camaro hospital. Motherfucker, having babies in your car right now. Hey, get that alternator wire right there. We can use it. Your shit gonna be all eat up. Oh, man. Get the rubber off the windshield wiper. We can use that for a belt or something. Your shit gonna be disassembled when you gonna sign that motherfucker up. It ain't gonna say nothing. But you do need to get over there and pay some attention to it, though, Mark.
I
can't stand another excuse. You give me another excuse, I might just retire. Fuck it.
Nah.
Mark don't want to race me. Gonna hurt my feelings.
It ain't like you can't find no action. I know it's plenty of people like to put their foot in your ass.
Nah, not really.
From what they say, you got to meet Tidy Bo because they think you low on they got him low on the chain. They got you lower on the chain.
Look, man. Look, let me tell you something about me, dog. I don't give a damn what nobody say. Once I whoop somebody's ass, they gonna sit their ass down somewhere. I'm going to stay the fuck in my lead. I ain't trying to race none of them supercars out there with all that nitrous and shit. They got more nitrous than gasoline in their cars, man. I don't want none of that.
Man.
They nitrous junkies for real.
Okay. Yeah, there's going to be some new people out there next year. I know a couple people cars ready already, but they don't keep it a secret, so I ain't gonna
stop it, Mark. Stop. You're making me blush over here. Stop. Stop.
about? Anybody talking about you, man? You ain't
oh,
just a goddamn.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. Hey, Mark, next Friday, I'm going to get that $350. But a boy called me. He wants that motor out that car. I'm sure I'm taking it out of there, too.
Okay. Hey, man, ain't nothing staying on here. If ain't nobody else on the show, ain't nobody talking about nothing, man. Shoot. Might well
just hang your ass up.
Hey, kid.
Wait, Big Eddie, you hung up? Big Eddie hung up?
He the host of the show. He ain't said anything. He might have dozed off. Ain't no telling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Big Eddie can go and pull the plug on this show for the last show in this year. Cause ain't nobody on here.
Was it this is last show? I heard him say that.
For the new year.
Oh, for the new year. Oh. Well.
So my brothers, I'm
good night.
Yeah, happy
new
year. Shaky,
go on.
I don't know. I thought you was on his line, or is he on your line?
I was on his line. I think I'm on his line. Hold on. Yeah, I'm still on his line.
Yeah. He's still on there. Shaky, where you at? Somebody in there sleep. That might be Shaky over here.
Yeah.